that left four Americans dead. The hearing follows a scathing independent panel review.
The review said there was never a protest sparked by an anti-Muslim video, despite the administration's initial claims. And it blamed the State Department for rejecting repeated requests from Ambassador Stevens for more security.
That's NBC's Andrea Mitchell reporting. Four people resigned from the State Department yesterday. This is NBC News Radio. The House is voting on a measure to avert the fiscal cliff. Republican House Speaker John Boehner is backing his so-called Plan B proposal.
Pushing through a vote that would keep taxes low for everyone making under $1 million.
NBC's Tracy Potts reports the House will also vote to keep automatic cuts to defense from kicking in.
Instead, a lot of those cuts under this deal they're voting on today would impact programs like food stamps, the new health law, and other domestic programs.
The Democrat-dominated Senate will likely kill both measures. Another day of funerals for some of the 20 children and six adults killed in last week's school massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. At least nine funerals were held yesterday, including one for first grade teacher Victoria Soto. She died trying to shield her students from gunfire. Incidents of sexual assault at the nation's three military academies are growing, but they're also underreported. That's according to a Defense Department survey due to be released today. I'm Tom Graham, NBC News Radio.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks, limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
This is Brandon Bastardo talking about his Nissan Envy Cargo on Hidden Microphone.
Now, where my uncle used to have one of these, like have an old van.
Where's the big hump? What was?
It's why the hood's got a hood on it.
What do you
because,
mean?
Because the vans that don't have the big hood,
yeah,
the hump's in the middle. That's where the engine is.
Oh,
so they cut the engine outside, so there's no hump.
So they took the hump out.
And yeah, and they put it in the front.
Yeah, this legroom is amazing. Yeah.
To get more candid opinions from real Nissan Envy Cargo owners, visit candidcargo.com. Nissan, innovation that excites.
According to the Mayan calendar, the apocalypse will occur not only tomorrow, but roughly 24 hours from now, 11 past 6 Eastern. And ahead of that, it's been good times for companies in the apocalypse preparation business. USA Today reports underground bunker maker Atlas Survival Shelters has seen its sales double this year from last. And companies selling personal survival gear, including freeze-dried food, report sales spikes in recent weeks, not only because of the Mayan prediction, but also because of worries over the fiscal cliff. An apparent breakdown of progress in fiscal cliff negotiations in Washington helped sink stocks yesterday. Could happen again today. S&P futures down a point. NASDAQ futures up 2. Dow futures falling 5. Intercontinental Exchange, a company that runs several commodities trading houses, wants to buy the New York Stock Exchange. Reports say a deal could be announced today that could value the NYSE's operator at $8 billion. Stock in NYSE jumping 12% in extended trades. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
How would you like to spend less time searching for new prospects for your business and more time selling? If you want to crush your sales quota for the end of this year and get a head start on 2013, then Hoover's has a special free offer just for you. Hoover's has the business contact names, business email addresses, and phone numbers to key decision makers at the companies you want most as clients. You can build a targeted B2B prospect list that will jumpstart your sales with just a few clicks. Hoover's is so confident you will be amazed at what this tool can do for your bottom line that they want to offer you 50 free B2B leads plus a 24-hour free trial. That's right. If you own or manage a business or sales team, get the competitive edge you need. Try it all for free. Just call 800-645-0338. That's 800-645-0338. Don't miss out. Call now. 800-645-0338. 800-645-0338.
The Home Depot Project Loan is a simple way to put big projects within reach. You not only get no payments and no interest for 6 months, you also get the flexibility of paying it off anytime. So whether it's new flooring or a whole new kitchen, the project loan makes it easy and we make it possible. Get started now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is Rene Pena Jr. talking about his Nissan NV Cargo on Hidden Microphone.
This van is kind of square.
If it's square, it gives you more room.
All that room just helps out.
What are you going to do with all these shelves?
Filters, just all kinds of stuff. So
if you don't have that much space, by the end of the day, your stuff's everywhere. If everything has its place, that's where it's going to go back, you know.
Well, aren't you organized?
To get more candid opinions from real Nissan NV Cargo owners, visit CandidCargo.com. Nissan.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Trevino.
And good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, the 20th day of December 2012, 5 days away from the greatest Christian holiday of the year. Yep, we celebrate the birth of Christ. For those of you that have been enjoying, Hanukkah, well, I hope you had a great Hanukkah. And for those of us that are anticipating Christmas, I'm sure that will be true. And those that are anticipating Kwanzaa, well, that as well. And, of course, for those of you that are practicing the Mayan religion, it's been nice to know you. I find this, I'm sorry, I'm a little humorous, but that's okay. I could be proven to be wrong. We were talking before the show, and, you know, the topic was, what time is the world supposed to come to an end? And I figured if it's midnight, and well, for those of you that are not yet asleep, I certainly am at midnight, I'll never know. Because I won't wake up. But I'm not going to worry about it. I got a show to do tomorrow. And since it's our last one, I'm going to be preparing in uncommonly wonderful ways. Anyway, good morning to you. We have a great Thursday lineup. We always have a great Thursday lineup. At 7 o'clock, Susan Demas, a journalist extraordinaire from the Mirror's News Service, will be our guest. A lot on her mind. We'll look forward to visiting with her. Congressman John Dinkle, as we promised him earlier in the week, well, we're delivering. He'll be with us at 7:35. Is there a deal on the fiscal cliff? Democrats are about as angry as they can be this morning at President Obama and Nancy Pelosi and lots of other Democrats. I'm sure John Dinkle has a perspective that you may or may not want to hear. Kevin Moore, the president of Teamsters Local 299, my dearest union brother and a labor leader that shows incredible strength and light, will be with us at 8 o'clock. Chris Mihalakis, Christos himself, 905, joins us, the president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, and I really can promise you he's got a lot on his mind today, too. So it is Labor Day Thursday. Let's get this one underway.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Our first word today is reclamation. Yep, to reclaim, to take back, to stake a claim, to say what is mine. Yes, sometimes things get away from us. My, oh, my, isn't that true politically? You know, you stop and think about what's happened over the last 45 days in the country, in the state, in your community. And I had written something on Facebook last night about wanting to live a happier life. I think we all do. I'm not saying we're unhappy, but we could be happier. Come on, you know it's true, right? So let's start reclaiming what is rightfully ours. I'm willing to start, I don't know, with our democracy. I know that's a tall order, folks. I get it. But we reap what we sow, and what are we willing to sow? What are we willing to do to reclaim those very tenets that build the strong foundation that is our society if we don't take it back ourselves? Now, I'm not suggesting we need to do it violently, of course, because we don't. We just need to start standing up, showing up, and being brave and courageous. Reclamation is a project. In fact, In fact, whether I get back on the air or not, the reclamation project is coming. I've been working on it. I've been working on it steadfastly. And I promise you, the reclamation project is something that will be a cooperative between many different organizations and societies, common folk like me and you, and those that have been sworn by oath to protect us by being elected to represent us. The Reclamation Project, ladies and gentlemen, is something that we will embrace and move forward with, because it is time that we really return, not just sanity, to the lives that we so richly deserve, that we work hard at, that we provide excellence towards. No, it's not just about that. It's about making sure that our generation and the generation before us, while they're still here, and the generations that come after us, remember, in a historic way, and I mean a historic way, that in the year 2012, 2013, that people finally said, I've had enough, and I am here to stake a claim to my future, and I know what it looks like, and it is good. Yep, today's first word is reclamation.
Lions.
Stafford takes, looks, throws deep middle, got a man out there, it's Calvin at the five! Catch.
Tigers.
Monroe edges off of second. The 1-0. Swinging a fly ball. Wow. Left field. It's deep. It's way back. The Tigers are going to the World Series.
Red Wings. And Pistons.
The Detroit Pistons have just shocked the Los Angeles Lakers.
The First Shift crew gives you some Detroit sports knowledge to drop next time you're at the water cooler.
Booyah! We haven't done booyah in a long time. Good morning, Anthony. Let me bring you back in. Booyah! We got to do that at least today or tomorrow.
I would love to, but that was one of those mysterious things that keeps getting deleted off our system.
No. Booyah's gone?
Booyah, I think I might be able to find it.
All right. Well, if not, listen, it's somewhere out in the Netherland. We'll find it. And maybe not. That doesn't matter. We'll be okay. Good morning.
Morning.
Okay. Nothing's going on.
Pistons lost.
Okay. There is that. You know, the free press doesn't seem to cover the Pistons anymore. You know, as you know, Anthony, I'm a big free press guy. I always have been. You know that. You've lived with me for, how old are you? 22 plus. So you've lived with me a long time. They seem to forget that we have a professional basketball team in this town, because
I think this town's forgot that we have a professional basketball
team. Based on the amount of people that show up at home games, I would think you're right.
Yep. Well, I mean, on the good note of yesterday's game, Greg Monroe had 35 points, which was a career high for him.
He set some kind of record, I think.
I would have to look into that.
Well, I will look into it. So you keep talking, and I think I'll find it. There we go.
Okay, yeah, that was, yeah, Kyle Singler continues to play horrible defense. So, you know, I don't know. Pistons are bad.
All right, let me just quickly look here. What does it say? I know I saw it somewhere this morning, but I can't find it. I'll look for it during the break, and we can always come back and talk about it. Anyway, Mike Babcock, the coach of the Red Wings, said yesterday, I don't know if you saw that if they don't get this season underway, you might as well just put it in the same category as bowling. So if you're scratching your head and saying, well, what would the reference to bowling be, right? Think about it. How many people watch bowling on TV?
Sundays are for bowling.
How many people watch bowling on TV?
I don't know anybody.
Not a lot. That's the point. And that's the point he's trying to make. And the last time they had a lockout, they had just moved from ESPN to what was then the Outdoor Something Network, which is now NBC Sports, right? And he said that when hockey finally came back, they were averaging 100 nationally. Are you ready for this? Nationally, they were averaging 110,000 viewers a game.
Wow.
Yeah, you get more people than that watching a Red Wings game in a local market.
That is
amazing. 110,000 people a game nationally.
People were mad, though, last time the lockout happened. But this time, do you think people are going to be as mad? I don't think people care about his hockey as much as they do.
That's the point. No, but that makes it even worse.
Well, I agree.
Yeah, would you rather somebody be mad or complacent? I'd much rather they be mad. I don't want them to be apathetic. Well, doesn't matter. I'm not. I don't win or lose with hockey. It doesn't affect me. Well, I guess it does because I enjoy it, but, you know, it's not here. So that's just a little bit crazy. 110,000 people average watched hockey after the last shutdown, lockout.
Well, because the outdoor channel, that was that turned into Versus first, right?
Yes.
Well, I know a lot of people did not even have that channel on their cable.
Right. Well,
they just started offering that a few years ago to everybody.
Right. That is part of that problem. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, but it doesn't seem to me that there are rumors that they're going to meet this week. And then, of course, they're not meeting next week because of the holidays. And I get that. Oh, my, oh, my. Oh, my, oh, my. So anyway, that's really what's going on. Oh, very quickly, Jerry Rice was on ESPN yesterday and said that he loves Kelvin Johnson. Absolutely loves the guy, thinks he's incredibly gifted, but doesn't want him to break his record.
Yeah, him and Steve Young were both pretty, which I thought was shocking. They were both like, I never want anybody to break our records. And they were saying all this stuff, and I thought it was kind of funny that they were totally anti.
And I appreciated them being honest about that instead of going, oh, it'd be great. No, I mean, you know, when you get a record, you're proud of it. You want it to last forever. But, you know, I think that we'll never see another 30-game winner in baseball. That would be a record I don't think will ever be beat. And it's just a shame that the last one was Denny McClain. It's a shame because he's such a piece of garbage. But, you know, there are just some records that can't be broke for a variety of reasons. The baseball, the pitching one's easy. They don't pitch enough games to win 30. And you'd have to be such a talented pitcher to get to 30 wins the way they do it now. Anyway, we've got to get to the break. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. Thanks for punching in this early Thursday morning. We've got a great show, but it starts with you. Give us a call. First shift gets underway right after we do this.
This is Kevin from First Shift wishing all of our listeners a safe and happy holiday season.
On 1310
WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report brought to you by Xfinity Internet.
The only incident that we are dealing with out on your roadways at this time is that earlier reported accident on Hoover Road, both northbound and southbound at I-696. A car ran into a utility pole causing down electrical lines and the power is out in that area. Other than that, your roadways are all clear. My name's Tim, and that's your Total Traffic Update.
Xfinity Internet, where all of our lanes are fast lanes. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Sign up today by calling 1-800-XFINITY.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be a high of 45 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tonight, a low of 34. Tomorrow, 36 with the chance of snow. It's currently 35 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
feed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
We want to hear from you. Interact with First Shift. Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page. Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now. 1-888-552-3595. Now, back to the show and Tony.
It is 22 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning here on the 20th day of December, 2012. Happy to have you all with us this morning as we've got a fairly busy morning. I'm going to go to the phones here in just a second and want to remind you, we just gave you the number again, so give us a call. But one of the things I definitely want to talk about is Mayor Bing yesterday saying that they're going to get aggressive in collecting $50 million in taxes and fees and tickets. And my comment is quite simple. Hello, where the hell have you been? I mean, honestly, if you got $50 million out there, why haven't you aggressively been collecting it all along? As if, you know, we need to pat you on the back for doing your job. This is ridiculous. All right, 888-552-3595. Tim in Brownstown joins us now. Merry Christmas to you. Tim, what's on your mind this morning?
Merry Christmas, Tony. I heard some bad news yesterday or last Friday. You had mentioned you're going off the air. And I just, you know, we haven't seen eye to eye, but I want to say I think you're a great American. You're passionate about what you believe in. We've had some great conversations. I'm sad for you. I know you're going to fall back on your feet just fine, Tony, because, you know, you're a good guy. And I just wanted to say Merry Christmas, and I hope everything works out for you, buddy.
Well, Tim, that's very considerate. I appreciate the sentiments. I appreciate the call. Yeah, you and I have had an epic battle or two along the way, but I appreciate what you said. I think that if you're passionate, no matter what your point of view is, even if it's skewed or not based on reality, whatever, you know, it takes courage to be who you are. It really does. In a society where you're actually rewarded for being vanilla, and I'm just not a vanilla kind of guy, well, good for you. But, Tim, thank you. That was very, very nice. I appreciate that. We now welcome Keith in Detroit. Keith, good morning. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Tony, and thank you for all the work you have done. I'm talking about this fiscal cliff, and doesn't seem people in Congress are considering some of this military spending. We have so many bases overseas that I don't think we need to date back to the Cold War, and just bases here, I think, and corporate welfare is not addressed at all. And that speaking about Social Security, couldn't that be cured if they raised the income ceiling for contributions? Those are three things that that were on my mind.
Well, Keith, you're a very smart person. So, Keith, let's you and I break this down. First of all, we've got Congressman John Dingell on this morning. And, Keith, as you know, Congressman Dingell is the greatest supporter of our veterans and our military. So we can certainly address that with him. That's number one. Number two, yes, we do need to look at our military spending. And, in fact, Leon Panetta, who is our Secretary of Defense, asked for a $74 billion cut in the budget and was actually denied that request. I don't know that Congressman Dingell will know why, because I don't know that he makes that decision. But we do know that to be true. And, yes, we really do need to raise the limit on Social Security, but Social Security doesn't add to our debt, which makes this fiscal cliff negotiation that much more mysterious. It doesn't add to our debt. We're always talking about Social Security and its solvency, and it's about how much money is in the system and how long will it be solvent. Well, if you pay attention, as many of you do, you know that Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont, independent from Vermont, said that there is the plan that's in place right now keeps Social Security solvent to the year 2075, and with some tweaks could be stronger for much, much longer. So why we're talking about Social Security and changing Social Security is beyond me, because it's a program that funds itself. And we need to keep our hands off it. So we'll explore all this with Congressman Dingell. I assure you, he's not only is the Dean of Congress, he's an incredibly intelligent man, and he'll have answers. Now, I'm not saying you're going to like all the answers he has, but he does have answers, and we will get to all that. I promise you, in a little over an hour from right now. All right, 888-552-3595. Mayor Dave Bing. And I want to get into this quickly. Yesterday has a little press conference and says, yes, there's $50 million out on the street, and damn it, I'm going to go out and get it and throw it in the bank. It's time we get our money. All right, let's listen to some audio first. This from WXYZ TV Channel 7. Then we'll talk about it.
Dave Bing is trying to get $50 million in new revenue for Detroit as the new state financial review is underway.
And tonight, the governor and the state treasurer are taking specific steps about the city's financial crisis. 7 Action News reporter Jim Kirchner, live in downtown Detroit. Jim, what kind of timetable is the state not talking about here?
Stephen, this new review by statute could take 60 days, but we are told it will be done next month, and it is all about cash on hand.
I've made a commitment to the governor that I won't come to him in an emergency status with less than $50 million in escrow, because you don't want to be in a position where you can't provide essential services. And if you look at how the city's cash flows work, we're almost there right now.
At this public event with the governor and Detroit Mayor Dave Bing, it was all smiles about positive projects for the city. But behind the scenes, the state is still holding $20 million in bond money because the city has failed to complete financial agreements with the state.
We're working with the city about what the revised milestone agreement may look like.
This is the second time the city and state have gone through this. Last spring, the financial review led to a consent agreement. That has not been followed. So by mid to late January, the recommendation could be made to the governor, take over Detroit with an emergency financial manager. The search for that person is already underway.
In the event that these decisions are made, we want to be ready, so we're doing our search right now.
And is Governor Rick Snyder afraid to pull the trigger and do an EFM for Detroit, if that's what the data suggests?
As you've seen in the past, I think I've done a reasonably good job of proving the point that I will stand up and make decisions on tough issues.
Now, the only option for Detroit is an emergency financial manager, one person. The new law that has been passed has four options, including mediation and Chapter 9, but that will not take effect until March, well after Detroit could be under the state takeover.
All right, and so there you go. And, yeah, love it. Love Governor Snyder telling us, yeah, you know, I've proven that when it comes to making tough decisions, well, Dick DeVos is happy to help me. Oh, that's not what he said. I'm sorry. I shouldn't misrepresent the governor. He does a good enough job of that on his own. Oh, anyway, we got to take a break here in a minute, so I'll get into My thoughts on more the Dave Bing side of this. I could really care less what the governor has to say. They're going to put an emergency financial manager in. Folks, you do know that's coming, right? Those of you that live in the city of Detroit are about to be profoundly assaulted. And right now, what we have to really be gearing up for is to all of the city unions. We need to gear up to help them. But most, and I'm not just singling out AFSCME, but AFSCME has the lion's share of city employees. We need to have their back in a profound way. The fight's on. 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, on Twitter @TonyTrupiano. A quick break here. We'll come back and get to all of this and hopefully some calls on this Thursday program. This is First Shift. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by the one and only Honey Bait.
The only incident that we are dealing with out on your roadways at this time is that earlier reported accident on Hoover Road, both northbound and southbound at I-696. A car ran into a utility pole, causing down electrical lines, and the power is out in that area. Other than that, your roadways are all clear. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
Only honey-baked hams and turkey breasts are fire-glazed and slow-smoked, and only honey-baked makes the holidays this delicious and convenient. With new honey-baked express locations in Brighton and Novi. For more honey-baked express locations or a store near you, visit honeybakedfoods.com.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be a high of 45 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tonight, a low of 34. Tomorrow, 36 with a chance of snow. It's currently 35 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
He did it. Unfortunately, sadly, disappointingly. President Obama, reversing his own honorable precedent for his first inaugural, has chosen this time to have corporations pay for his big hoorah. This multi-million-dollar infusion of corporate cash is a crass intrusion by favor-seeking private interests into what ought to be a purely public occasion. Why can't we have even one corporate-free day in Washington every 4 years? Is that asking too much? Obama essentially admitted that allowing corporations to purchase the inaugural is wrong when he tried to sugarcoat his decision by assuring us that every corporate donor will be vetted by White House lawyers to make sure they have no conflicts of interest. Does he think we have sucker wrappers around our heads? As pointed out by the vigilant watchdog group Public Citizen, there's no corporation which has no conflicts of interest. Even as presidential staffers were publicly pledging there would be no favoritism for the corporate powers that write big checks, they were privately promising potential donors that the 3 days of inaugural festivities would include exclusive benefactor brunches, allowing the elite to hobnob with top administration officials. Getting your ticket punched for a presidential brunch, you see, buys you a rich serving of political access. This is Jim Hightower saying, incredibly, Obama is trying to cover over this special access ugliness by declaring that the day before his official swearing-in will be a, quote, National Day of Service. How noble. As a symbol of America's commitment to the common good, he's calling on all of us to spend time serving meals to the homeless or picking up litter, except for check-writing corporate chieftains. They'll be busy munching on eggs Florentine, sipping from champagne flutes, and helping themselves to little plates of power.
Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, HightowerLowdown.org.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Let's quickly go to the phone and welcome Stephen Monroe to First Shift.
I think you can look at the bigger picture, and the unions basically brought the textile industry to its knees.
Go ahead,
Ross. Let me say this about the textile industry. It was largely non-union, so that's one of the... I have to say that's kind of a dumb argument.
On 1310 WDTW.
Got something to tell Tony? We want to hear from you. Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595. Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, back to the show and Tony.
And welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock, the day before the end of the world. Well, maybe the end of my world. Well, my current situation, but not the world. You know, as much as I enjoy a good melodrama as the next guy, it's not the end of the world, for God's sake. I do find this, and I don't know why I find it so amusing, but I have to say it. There are school closings all over the Southeast Michigan environment because of rumors of the Mayan end of the world. I wish I were joking, but apparently there are so many school districts freaking out over rumors of what the 21st of December is all about that they've actually canceled classes today and tomorrow, and the school districts will not be back in session until January 7th. I just find that a little odd. I don't get it. But whatever. I guess if kids are freaking out, they're freaking out. I'm not there. You know, the administrators of those buildings make those decisions, so everybody gets a couple extra holidays. But if you're watching the news this morning or listening to the radio or whatever you're doing, you know, the Genesee schools, Sanilac County, and others, it's just they literally. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. They're literally closing these schools because of rumors of what will happen. And there've been no threats. I want to be clear on this. There've been no threats. There's no credible evidence that something may or may not happen. It's just based on paranoia, I guess. I just find it quite odd. But that's all right. It is what it is. And who wouldn't take a couple extra days? So anybody want to take a side bet, cup of coffee? Are we going to have a white Christmas? We're getting rain today, and then there's a chance for snow tomorrow. Now, if you live outside the Tri-County area or the Quad-County area or however you want to look at it, you may actually have a white Christmas. Now, we're not expecting snow here in metropolitan Detroit, but it's not like the weather guy and gal has always been right. And so we'll see. I was trying to remember the other day. When was the last time we had a white Christmas? And I really don't remember. I don't remember the last time we had a white Christmas. And what's really interesting is because of the way the snow belt works, you know, they can, as an example, if you live in White Lake, you can have snow, but those of us living in Dearborn Heights don't. And it's not like we're that far away from each other, but it's the way it is. But I don't remember the last time we had a white Christmas. I really don't. And maybe I just have, and maybe I'm getting older and I just remember, you know, but I remember when I was a kid, it was, you know, basically we had snow by Thanksgiving and it stayed on the ground until the spring. And I can't remember the last time we had snow all winter long that stayed. And, of course, last year we didn't get snow at all, at least in Southeast Michigan. I literally only had to shovel once. I shoveled twice, but the second time I didn't need to because by that afternoon it had melted. And I did shovel, but I really didn't need to do it. So I just don't I don't remember. But there is no such, by the way, I want to remind you, there is no such thing as global warming, and everything's going to be just fine. And yes, the Great Lakes are historically at low levels, but there's no such thing as global warming, so let's not worry about it. I guess we have, you know, of all the problems that we have in this world, how do you prioritize? Somebody says to me yesterday, I'm not a tree hugger. I'm a liberal, but I'm not a tree hugger. Well, listen, you can't be at the top of every list. One of the challenges with being a liberal, one of the challenges with being a progressive or even a Democrat, there are so many things that we advocate for and fight for that prioritizing them is just this side of impossible, because it's really impossible to do it. 888-552-3595. Now, listen, I look at the current state of the Republican Party or whatever it is that they are now and wonder, you know, behind closed doors, what do they say to themselves? Because we know that they don't get along. Listen, all Democrats don't get along. I get that. But they have serious branding issues. There's no question the current GOP has serious branding issues. And amongst the problems they have now, gun control after what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. Amongst the many issues, that's one of them. Well, now let's take a look. And we're going to take a look at this gun issue a little bit. We're going to start with the president making an announcement yesterday that they are putting together a commission to take a look at gun violence. This audio from CNN, the president making that announcement.
But the fact that this problem is complex can no longer be an excuse for doing nothing. The fact that we can't prevent every act of violence doesn't mean we can't steadily reduce the violence and prevent the very worst violence. That's why I've asked the vice president to lead an effort that includes members of my cabinet and outside organizations to come up with a set of concrete proposals no later than January, proposals that I then intend to push without delay. This is not some Washington commission. This is not something where folks are going to be studying the issue for 6 months and publishing a report that gets read and then pushed aside. This is a team that has a very specific task to pull together real reforms right now. I asked Joe to lead this effort in part because he wrote the 1994 crime bill that helped law enforcement bring down the rate of violent crime in this country. That plan, that bill also included the assault weapons ban that was publicly supported at the time by former presidents, including Ronald Reagan.
And we're going to get back to that in just a moment. So this is a good start. And I liked what the president had to say. This is not going to be a report that will be read and then pushed to the side. He's looking for real reform. And he's right. We can't prevent all crimes, but we can certainly take steps to lessen the frequency of crimes. And we can do that. There's no question that is true. Let's go to the phones and welcome Kelly and Wyandotte. Kelly, good morning to you and Merry Christmas.
Tony. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too. Listen, I listen to you all the time, and I know you from all the events, so on and so forth, from Wynette.
I know who you are, Kel. You know I love you.
Listen, Tony, my question is, since I just listened and I never really call in, you know, because my ride to work is kind of grueling here, but question that I have to you is, since you guys are going off the air, which I heard last week, what are our means to communicate? Are you going to try to get on another radio station, or is it just squashing our voice for good here?
Well, no. I mean, you know me well enough, Kelly, to know that you can't shut me up. Even if I've got to stand on the corner and yell, I'll do it. I'm looking at all my options. I'm leaving nothing off the table. I certainly plan to communicate via social media prolifically. If I have to do an online show, then that's what I'm going to do. But no, I will not be silenced, Kelly.
Okay. Well, I just wondered. I mean, I you know, in my own mind, I'm thinking maybe, and I'm shocked that all the unions haven't got together to try to open up a radio station.
It's not as easy as it sounds, and that's a great question. I've had a lot of people reach out to me and say, you know, can't somebody, you know, go out and buy a station. It's not that simple. If it were, certainly they would do it. And they would. And not just for me, and maybe not for me at all. I assure you, it's not as simple as it sounds. But, Kelly, I promise you, we will find a way to stay relevant and make sure that our, and when I say our, your message, my message, the message of the people listening to the show, is not only heard, but continues to make a difference. I will not be quiet.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Okay. All right, Tony, thank you for all the work that you do.
Thank you, Kelly. Merry Christmas to you again. 888-552-3595. By the way, Kelly's one of the most sincere and hardest working activists that I know. She and I are dear, dear friends with former State Representative Kathleen Law, who I just adore. Kathleen is one of my greatest friends. She is the smartest woman I have ever met in my life. She's on the right side of every issue you need her to be on. And Kelly is very similar in that regard. Kelly is very passionate and not afraid to work at all. My union brother, Tom, from the United Food and Commercial Workers, joins us now. And, Tom, welcome. It was great to see you on Monday evening.
Yeah, I enjoyed that, too, Tony. It's good to see you. And wish you well. But I wanted to make a comment, you know, on the shooting in the schools. You know I'm a gun guy. I'm not, you know, don't do anything with them. Something needs to be done, I agree. And I've been giving a great deal of thought to the conversations that's going on and have a couple ideas that, you know, I think might be effective. I don't think that arming the teachers with firearms is a viable choice because of the hit rate, even with professionals, is not that good, and children would be in the way. I do believe, however, that you could arm them with a taser, which is a non-lethal, you know, form that will incapacitate the shooter, and that even if you miss, you're not going to kill the children.
That's certainly something worth looking at, Tom. That's certainly something worth taking a look at.
Yeah. The other thing that I was thinking of, you know, the schools don't seem to have any kind of plan of anything to do when these things occur. I think probably a good plan would include something like somebody pulling the fire alarm. I mean, alarms and bells get people's attention. And if they could activate the sprinkler system and make everything all wet, you know, you'd lose traction. You'd be kind of in a stick, like, what the heck's going on? That may limit the casualties and slow the individual
well,
down.
You know, the scary part about that, Tom, is everything you've said makes sense. Brother, thank you so much for the call. We got to get to the break. We'll get more calls on the other side. Stay with us on First Shift.
State Representative Thomas Stallworth, the 7th Legislative District, and I just want to wish everyone a happy, happy holiday.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671. Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now, director of Hellbound, Kevin Miller.
Yeah, well, definitely. And that's something I would say, is that this debate over hell, some people might say, I don't need to watch that film, I don't believe in hell. Well, in Hellbound, what we do is we draw a connection between what we believe in and the kind of world we create. And underlying every society is some form of worldview that is going to give rise to an internal set of values which we externalize into laws and all that sort of thing. And so if the foundation of your worldview includes a God who ultimately uses violence as a problem solver, we're going to become a very violent people.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook and also
Also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Susan Demas coming up on the other side of the top of the hour news. Anthony, I'm going to ask you to join me for just a minute, and Joe and Kevin should pay attention. Anthony, I just got an email from Jamar, and I just wanted to share it with you so we could plan accordingly for the morning, okay?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, the question was asked, as you know, before the show, what time will the world end tomorrow? Well, according to Jamar, and he heard it at the top of the hour news, 6:11. So Jamar sent an email and said, all we really need to prep for tomorrow is first word in about 1 minute of sports, and we'll be done for the day.
All right.
So I got the biggest kick out of that when he sent that. 6:11 a.m. Well, I think it's cool we're going to be on the air when it all goes. And, yeah, and I feel actually, sorry.
Nice. I think it's nice of them to let us, do 10 minutes of the show before the
Technically not even 10 minutes because we go on at 6 after, so we'll only have 5 minutes. But I'll make the best of – maybe tomorrow will be a first phrase like, oh, woe is me, or, the world is ending or something. I don't know.
Should we have a best of ready for when, when we're all gone and, just so there's something going?
But who would hear it?
Well, I figure somebody would be here to, take us all out, right?
I don't know. This is brand new territory for me. Brand new territory. I've never been at the edge of the end of the world. Never. So tomorrow at 6:11, I may be in mid-breath and it all goes away. Who knows? But I appreciate Jamar sending the email. And now we know how to prep for tomorrow. So, Joe, for you, dude, the news is good. You don't necessarily have to cancel the people we have for tomorrow because you've already lined them up. But don't worry if they don't show.
I was hoping to do, a zombie broadcast with them. Maybe they survive the fallout or radiation.
We just don't know. That's the really cool thing about this end of the world thing is we don't know if this becomes a living incarnation of the Walking Dead. Is this going to be a real life version of that? Do we all just turn to powder? And the shame of that is all this equipment. Nobody's going to be around to poach the studios. This is just amazing. There's not even an opportunity in this. Well, to my knowledge, there isn't.
Well, you could always create an opportunity. I mean, it knocks. You just got to open the door.
Wait. Now, if you believe what the Mayans are telling us, bud, see, you're leaving this. You're leaving the door open to that some of us are surviving. And you can't do that because the Mayans says it all goes away. The world as we know it is gone. We will not be here. No one will. No one, Joe.
I have the full faith and confidence in my fallout shelter.
But it wouldn't matter. This is, this isn't about us being, struck by some Earth-sized meteor. We're just going to cease to exist. I'm very anxious for 6:11.
They're just going to unplug the cord on this experiment.
Ah, but here's the real question. You just said they. Who are they, Joe?
Well, the Illuminati, of course, aren't they? Manufacturing the end of the world.
No, the Mayans. You obviously don't know your Mayan history.
I don't know. The Mayans aren't too worried about it, though.
They're all gone. That's why. I read an article last night before I went to bed, and the question was, it was from a journalist that said, in search of trying to figure out the reality of this, I tried to find a practicing Mayan and couldn't do it. So is anybody practicing the Mayan? It is a religion. So is anybody practicing Mayanitis or whatever you would want to call it? Just curious. And here I am, got all these plans with the reclamation project. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what? I'm just going to wait and see what happens. If it's 6:12, we're still around. Who knows? I have had, by the way, many more than a handful of people write, say, there is a possibility, Tony, that you're going off the air on the same day that the Mayans predicted the end of the world. So it may be the end of your world. Maybe we need to look at this more metaphorically than literally. And I'm okay with that. We can certainly take a look at that. But this is all very odd. All very odd indeed. And I don't mean to make light of this. Actually, I do mean to make light of this. I just don't see it happening. But again, I've been wrong before, and I'll be the first to admit it. Of course, if I'm wrong on this, I won't be able to admit it, and you wouldn't be able to hear it. 888-552-3595. I promise I'm moving off this. I'm not going to mention it anymore today. I promise I won't. Let's go to the phones and welcome my friend Mike in Clawson. Mike, Merry Christmas to you. Hope that the holidays are good for you, my friend.
I do too, and a Merry Christmas to you, Tony. You know, listening to you, it was kind of comical because there's a show I cut infrequently on Science Channel, History, whatever, about days after we're gone. It's been going on for months, you know, about 24 hours after, there's no more people, 5 days, 6 months, everything. They're showing, obviously, in graphics, you know, the deterioration of all our structures. It's just what you're talking about, that it just all seems kind of comical.
Oh, it is kind of comical. I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say, well, it could never happen, because, you know what, I don't know that it could never happen. It's obviously, you know, not likely. If I were a betting guy, which I am, somebody were offering me good odds, I would take the odds that it's not going to happen. You know, I would gladly take those odds. But, you know, maybe there is something to this idea that it's more metaphorical, Mike. Maybe it's, you know, not literally the world coming to an end, but personal trauma, you know, that couldn't feel like the end of the world. I don't know. I just, it's all just very odd. It's all very, very odd. Okay, we've got to take a break here in just a moment. So, I don't have time for, well, I guess we could do, I don't want to do that one, don't care about that one, and really don't care to do anything with Governor Snyder yet. So we'll just leave the audio list alone for now and play the game later on. I do want to remind you, and I want to thank all of you who have sent me emails and all of you that have connected to us on Facebook, because we've picked up quite a few likes in the last week, and I'm very, very happy about that. As anything significant happens with the future of a show, I can't say this show, but a show, the best way is, well, there are a couple different ways. You can follow us on Facebook, which just go to Facebook and search for First Shift, and then like that page. If you would rather do it on Twitter, just go to Twitter and follow me at Tony Trupiano, TonyTrupiano. Or send me an email. But send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, and I will put you on a little list that I will send out to people when we have an announcement to make. For those of you that none of that's an option and you don't have a computer, I don't know what to do for you. I really don't, because I certainly can't call everybody that wouldn't be accessible in any other way. But I promise I'm working hard, and we'll see what happens. In the meantime, we need to take a break. In the next hour, Susan Demas, journalist at Mears, Congressman John Dingell, one of the greatest congressmen ever to serve this country, and so much more as we work through our Labor Day Thursday, including Kevin Moore and Chris Mihalakis. Let's take the break. NBC News at the top. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
On the Lodge northbound at McNichols Road, an accident has your left lane blocked. We also have heavy reported traffic on I-96 eastbound between Whitson Road and Beck Road. And that earlier reported accident on Hoover Road southbound at Martin Road has that area closed down due to a car running into a utility pole knocking down electrical lines. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be a high of 45 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tonight, a low of 34. Tomorrow, 36 with a chance of snow. It's currently 35 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Joe. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 AM, WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is up next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. Where's Rudolph when you need him? Blizzard conditions putting the crimp on travel in the nation's midsection. NBC's Bill Cairns.
Right now, Iowa and southern Wisconsin are pretty much just shut down. So not recommending you travel anywhere in those areas because the blizzard is hard hitting right now. It's starting to get a little bit better here in Kansas and Nebraska, but the winds are still howling.
Another stalemate is pushing the nation closer to the fiscal cliff. NBC's Tracy Potts says a Republican plan is doomed to fail in the Senate.
John Boehner, the House Speaker, pushing through a vote that would keep taxes low for everyone making under $1 million. This is a big departure from the last offer from President Obama, $400,000.
Benghazi, on the agenda today, lawmakers will grill State Department officials about a security breakdown that enabled that deadly attack on the U.S. consulate. And America's gas pains easing just in time for Christmas. AAA says we're paying an average $3.22 for regular. That's down 20 cents in the past month. This is NBC News Radio. Funerals have become a sad routine in Newtown, Connecticut, laying to rest another five victims of Friday's massacre that killed 20 children and six adults at Sandy Hook Elementary School. President Obama's call for measures to deter mass shootings is setting up an intense debate over gun rights and the Second Amendment. NBC's Pete Williams says Vice President Biden will head the effort.
Among possibilities, banning military-style guns called assault weapons and high-capacity gun clips or magazines, stopping private gun sales without background checks. The gun show loophole.
The new Miss Universe is Miss USA, Olivia Culpo of Rhode Island, winning the crown at the 2012 Miss Universe pageant last night in Las Vegas. And is tomorrow doomsday? NASA says, contrary to the Mayan calendar or ancient Sumerian legend or odd planetary alignments, December 21st will be just another Friday. In fact, tomorrow's the first day of winter. Life goes on. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
This is Brandon Bastardo talking about his Nissan Envy Cargo on Hidden Microphone.
Now, where my uncle used to have one of these, like have an old van.
Where's the big hump? What was?
It's why that it's got a hood on it.
What do you
because,
mean?
Because the vans that don't have the big hood,
yeah,
the hump's in the middle. That's where the engine is.
They
cut the engine outside, so there's no hump.
So they took the hump out.
And yeah, they put it in the front.
Yeah, this legroom was amazing. Yeah.
To get more candid opinions from real Nissan Envy Cargo owners, visit CandidCargo.com. Nissan, innovation that excites.
The Home Depot Project Loan is a simple way to put big projects within reach. You not only get no payments and no interest for 6 months, you also get the flexibility of paying it off anytime. So whether it's new flooring or a whole new kitchen, the Project Loan makes it easy and we make it possible. Get started now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Roughly 23 hours from the exact moment the Mayan calendar suggests the world might end, and whether you believe it or not, apparently enough people do believe it to have made this a great year in the apocalypse prevention industry. USA Today reports higher sales of small-scale disaster survival items such as freeze-dried food, but a leading maker of underground bunkers tells the paper its sales are double this year versus last. Renewed concern about fiscal cliff fear after it appears talks between Congress and the President are falling apart. Helped sink Wall Street yesterday. Not doing much today, though. S&P futures up not even a point. NASDAQ and Dow futures each gaining 4 points. Clearly, many iPhone owners were missing Google Maps. The app wasn't available on Apple's new operating system, OS 6, for 3 months. But now that Apple has relented and Google Maps is available, mobile tracker MoPub says the number of Apple devices using OS 6 has jumped 29% in 3 days. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
How would you like to spend less time searching for new prospects for your business and more time selling? If you want to crush your sales quota for the end of this year and get a head start on 2013, then Hoover's has a special free offer just for you. Hoover's has the business contact names, business email addresses, and phone numbers to key decision makers at the companies you want most as clients. You can build a targeted B2B prospect list that will jumpstart your sales with just a few clicks. Hoover's is so confident you will be amazed amazed at what this tool can do for your bottom line that they want to offer you 50 free B2B leads plus a 24-hour free trial. That's right. If you own or manage a business or sales team, get the competitive edge you need. Try it all for free. Just call 800-645-0338. That's 800-645-0338. Don't miss out. Call now. 800-645-0338. 800-645-0338.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks, limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
This is Brandon Bastardo talking about his Nissan Envy Cargo on Hidden Microphone.
Now, where my uncle used to have one of these, like have an old van.
Where's the big hump? What was?
It's one that it's got a hood on it.
What do you
because,
mean?
Because the vans that don't have the big hood,
yeah,
the hump's in the middle. That's where the engine is.
Oh,
so they put the engine outside, so there's no hump.
So they took the hump out.
Yeah, and they put it in the front.
Yeah, this legroom is amazing. Yeah.
To get more candid opinions from real Nissan Envy Cargo owners, visit CandidCargo.com. Nissan. Innovation.
We are in strange times. Politicians would rather fight against each other instead of for the country. People worry about Wall Street daily. But what about Main Street? Who was on our side? What do we have going for us? We've got First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
Yes, but the Mayans have other ideas. I said I wasn't going to do that again. I'm sorry. It's just, I don't know. It's easy stuff. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Thursday program. And I've got to tell you, as Thursdays have always been, honestly, it's always been my favorite day of the week. And, I've got a great lineup. I've got Susan Demas coming up next, Congressman John Dingell. And how appropriate is that with what we've got going on in Washington, D.C., Kevin Moore and Chris Mihalakis. And with everything that's happened over the last couple of weeks, I can't imagine a better lineup. So instead of listening to me bloviate on and on, let's get to an intro and have a real conversation with Susan Demas. Let's go.
If you have been looking for real journalism as First Shift has,
then it will come as no surprise
that when we discovered Susan Demas, First Shift made an extraordinary effort to make her one of our regular guests.
And as you will hear in a moment,
the main thing Susan cares about is truth and fortifying her profession as a journalist.
And toward that end,
First Shift hit the jackpot.
As we welcome MERS and MLive journalist Susan Demas.
And we do welcome back Susan on this 5 days before the Christmas holiday Thursday. And happy holidays to you, Susan. A pleasure to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
You know, it's interesting. Of course, you and I talked last Thursday after, and it was actually last Thursday where the stuff really hit the fan. That, and I've got to ask you, were you at the Capitol for the entire session that went into Friday morning?
I was not. I have a fifth grader, and so I had to be home. I got the first shift, and then somebody else had to cover the graveyard.
Yeah, well, it was an interesting day. I'm going to just, from a journalist perspective, give me your recollection of last Thursday into Friday, and journalistically, what that meant to you.
You know, there is really no way to do justice to what was done in that period of time because there was just such a blitzkrieg of legislation. You cannot possibly give the legislation that was passed its due because there's just too much. And, of course, it's hard for the opposition to keep fighting when you have that kind of onslaught that's done by design. Now, I've seen some people write, oh, this is really no different than the live lame ducks. Look, you know, we've got the same amount of bills. And that's all very true. But usually what we have is dogs and cats, you know, very minor stuff. Let's name a road for somebody. You know, that's really important to me before I retire. Let's do, you know, something very minor in terms of tax policy, you know, to help out one company. Here's a little sweetheart deal. Not let's go and get rid of another business tax. Let's go and resurrect the emergency manager bill. Let's go and ram through abortion legislation, right to work, a gun bill. That's the kind of major legislation that took place in the wee hours of the morning over the last week. And there are at least a dozen more bills of high significance that I haven't even mentioned.
Right. Voter suppression came back. We could go on. Interestingly, Susan Demas, I had State Representative Harvey Santana on the show yesterday and asked him about the session on Thursday that went into Friday. And, of course, the Democrats don't control the agenda, so they're actually just kind of unwilling participants in these events. And he said they kept on telling us, well, 11 o'clock, then it was midnight, then it was 2, and then it was 4. And he said, you know, we're sitting there, people are getting amped up. They're literally throwing legislation down in front of us. As they're introducing it, we don't have time to read it. We don't have time to research it. And he said nobody on the other side of the aisle cared less about that. And he said within the Democratic Party, that caucus was looking at each other and getting angry with each other because they didn't know how to handle it. And I understand that.
Mm-hmm. It's not unusual for the minority party to not know how long session is going to go. It's not unusual with some issues for them not to see legislation ahead of time, but with all the controversial legislation, that's the way it went. I mean, Democrats were reading the right to work bill literally on the floor as it was being presented, and the changes to the recall statute to make it much more difficult, that was sprung completely on the floor. Nobody had any idea. Bringing back the citizenship question that got bounced from the court, nobody knew that was coming up, and the list goes on and on. And, you know, when you're talking about major policy questions, that is significant. And that means also that those of us in the media have no idea, you know, when things are not on the agenda, when substitutes get thrown in there, then we're stuck covering and we're trying to educate the public, and we have no idea what the details are.
Yeah, it's really interesting and beyond interesting. I do, though, want to just kind of switch gears here for a moment. I really want your thoughts on this. As you know, Governor Snyder vetoed Senate Bill 59. We're just going to call it the gun control bill for now because that's how people are identifying it. But he did veto that yesterday. Here's my frustration. And as you know, Susan, I read a lot. I read a lot of different sources, including Mirror's News Service. But I read a lot. I was stunned that journalists, people that want us to take them seriously, said that after the governor vetoed SB 59, that he was back in the middle, and he obviously got the message. What in the hell are these people drinking?
Well, it's one bill out of almost 300 that went through in lame duck alone, not to mention an extremely conservative or right-wing agenda that has been the hallmark of his entire two-year term. I think if you really, really want to believe in something, like some people really want to believe in Santa Claus, that can show you, yes, indeed, he is a moderate. But you have to want to believe that, because the balance of the evidence, if you're being data-driven, as our governor supposedly is, does not show him as a moderate.
Well, yeah, and I'm not going to name names because that's not what I'm like. I'm not here to shame anybody because I'm sorry, but there are journalists that are shaming themselves. One very prominent journalist, I mean, tried to make such a compelling case for how moderate this guy was, and that he just got caught up in the furor of right to work, and he had to do it because the party threatened him, and this picture that he painted was just astounding to me, and I'm thinking I could never take you seriously again for what you've done. And Susan, I think you know that integrity matters to me. People may not agree with me, but at least I've done my homework, and when I say something, it's based on fact, and if it's my opinion, I say it's my opinion. The reason that I respect you so much is because you do your homework, and you're not going to write about something until you understand it. I wish everybody had your journalistic integrity. They don't. And I'm not, you know, I'm not just trying to be nice to you because you're on the show. You and I don't agree on everything.
Right. I think that finding common ground and centrism can be a virtue. It depends on the situation. But I don't believe in trying to, I don't believe in centrism for centrism's sake, and I also don't believe in bending over backwards to try and shoehorn people into categories where they clearly don't fit. And all you have to do is read the most recent polling in Michigan, and at the moment, voters don't buy that Governor Snyder is a moderate either.
Well, that's for sure, and we're going to get into some polling here in a little bit that will more than confirm that. I just think that we have an obligation to give people information, to try to do it when possible, and it's usually possible in an unbiased and untarnished way. We don't have to put, as the saying goes, lipstick on a pig. Let people make up their own minds. My concern, it gets to be a very serious problem, is that when journalists start using opinion as fact and people trust those sources, you know, it muddies the waters. One of the things that I, and for those that are not subscribed to Mirrors, you really want to seriously consider it for one reason alone. The podcast series you folks do is extraordinarily good stuff, because it's their words and their voices. There's no editing. You get it unvarnished. It's a beautiful thing. And for that reason alone, people should subscribe to Mirrors. I'm serious. I love the podcasts.
Well, I appreciate that, Tony, and I really appreciate what you do at your show. And as a journalist who loves my profession, I'm very sad to see when independent voices get snuffed out.
Well, you know, we're going to fight that good fight, and, you know, they can't keep a guy like me down for too long. There's too much important stuff going on right now. Very quickly, because we are up against the break. As we look at, and by the way, there was a record amount of legislation passed during this lame duck session. It's been suggested that maybe it's time to change lame duck rules. Would you think that that's something that should be explored?
I think so. I think we might see, some groundswell to go to a part-time legislature to eliminate the need for a lame duck, for instance. I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe see some efforts to get rid of term limits. I think people are fed up with what's going on.
All right, let's take a very quick break. Journalist Susan Demas with the Mirrors News Service is my guest. If you'd like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. We do need to get to the break, so we'll do that now, and we'll continue with Susan Demas right after we do this on First Shift.
Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299. I want to wish everybody on First Shift Radio a joyous and happy holiday and a happy new year. Look forward to 2013.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
On the Lodge northbound to McNichols Road, an accident has your left lane blocked. We also have heavy reported traffic on I-96 eastbound between Wixom Road and Beck Road. And that earlier reported accident on Hoover Road southbound at Martin Road has that area closed down due to a car running into a utility pole knocking down electrical lines. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be a high of 45 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tonight, a low of 34. Tomorrow, 36 with the chance of snow. It's currently 35 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020. Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got something to tell Tony? We want to hear from you. Call now. 888-552-3595. Every voice matters. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
22 minutes after 7 o'clock, Susan Demas, journalist with the Mayor's News Service, is my guest. And Susan, if we have time, I want to come back to the term limits question. But for now, we need to talk about something. You and I are both parents, and what happened on Friday at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, has affected many of us in a multitude of ways, Susan. And I think as a parent, I can't fathom, I can't even begin to express what these people must be going through. And we can pray, and we should. We can send condolences, and we do. But what happened on Friday, beyond it being a mystery and the horrific nature of what it is, it's almost something too difficult to talk about.
It is. It is absolutely horrific. I have gone through in my mind if this is something that I really even want to write about, because it is just such a nightmare.
You know, I although my babies aren't babies anymore, I do have a grandson that's 9 years old. I stop and I think about how important my children are to me. They literally are, Susan, my world. They define who I am. They've always given me the strength to be courageous. Even when I've taken risks, it's because I thought somehow they could benefit from it. I think you understand that as a parent, how important it is that we protect our children. So we do need to have a different dialogue in this country about the way we protect children. The president said yesterday that we might not be able to stop evil. We may not be able to stop violence, but what we can do is slow down the recurrence of it. And if that's what we can do, Susan Demas, we need to do it.
Absolutely. And that's what they were able to do that in Australia after they had a horrific incident very similar to this one, doing a gun buyback program by banning assault weapons. The basic things. I mean, when we have a dialogue about guns in this country, we assume that the two positions are ban everything and allow everything. And I know very few people on either of those sides of the spectrum. And right now, it's been tilted way in one direction. Just about anything is legal. And I think that we have seen that this policy is clearly not working. When the president has had to go to four memorial services like this in his term, I think that we can see that we can do better.
You said that perfectly. I don't want to touch it because that's exactly the message. We can do better. And I'm just going to leave it right there. We'll switch gears one more time, and polling came out this week that I'd like you to talk about. The governor's approval rating is just absolutely in the toilet right now. If the election were to be held today, he wouldn't come close to being reelected. Talk a little bit about that poll, and I realize that it's we're not even into the second yet, officially the second of his. The second half of his first 4 years in office. But what is that? What do those polling numbers tell us, Susan Demas?
He can definitely recover. Anybody can. But when you plummet 28 points in your job approval rating in 6 weeks, that's a wake-up call. And let's not forget that this polling firm is the most accurate pollster that we've seen in Michigan and nationally. I really think that he should take pause when he is trailing every single Democrat in the field: Gretchen Whitmer, Gary Peters, Mark Schauer, and Virge Bernaro.
Yeah, well, the numbers are astounding. Take it for what it's worth. I talk about polling a lot on this show, and so you're right. Anybody can turn anything around. The governor also said that he will be announcing in 2013 his intentions, whether or not to run for reelection. I don't know. I don't claim to know how this guy makes decisions. I really don't. There's no rhyme or reason to it. But we'll find out, obviously, soon enough. I should say that I don't know when in 2013 he'll make that announcement. The Democrats, though, really do have a tough job because they do have to nominate somebody. And we know that there will be a primary, but the Democrats in Michigan have to nominate a Democrat to run against whoever the Republican is that has name recognition. And I don't know, as popular as Gretchen Whitmer's name is right now, I don't think she has the name recognition at this point to win.
She doesn't, but she has been a defining voice for Democrats, and there's time to get her name ID up. I wouldn't worry about that. I don't think anybody knew who Barack Obama was a few years before he ran for president. So there's time. We'll see. I would not be surprised if the governor doesn't run for reelection.
I would agree with you. In fact, I have I would say the better part of the last year, and even with this right to work vote, kind of just reaffirmed for me that I think he's in this for one term. I think that he had an agenda, and he is about to clean up that. It's obvious what he wants to do. I see what he wants to do. It's not working, but I see what he wants to do, and he's doing it. And I believe, and this could be conspiracy theorist in nature, so I'll say that up front, I believe that the people that are kind of pulling his strings right now are probably telling him, we're not going to be there for you in 2014.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, he's given them all of the big Republican donors what they want, and he's independently wealthy. He could fund his own campaign as he largely did before. I think it would be a personal decision. I also think that Republicans have taken the gamble that they can do extremely controversial legislation, and they can lose in 14, knowing how hard it will be to undo anything, even if they lose.
Oh, there's a lot of truth to that as well. The political landscape is very interesting. You know, we have Tim Grimmel, Representative Grimmel, on the show tomorrow, Susan. And, one of the questions that I want to ask him is, from a policy perspective, how do you find common ground? We can't do two more years of nothing. We just can't.
Well, you know, it's easy to find common ground on the non-controversial stuff, but, what Republicans had asked for to be bipartisan is go ahead and raise taxes on seniors. Go ahead and vote for right to work. Go ahead and vote for legislation to shut down abortion in this state. And, you know, Democrats are not going to vote for that just to be quote unquote bipartisan.
You're absolutely right. Well, Susan, we are unfortunately out of time for today. I can't thank you enough for the service that you've given to this audience, and I hope that if I find a new radio home, that I can reach out to you and drag you into whatever madness I get into next.
I'm so sorry to see you go. Thank you for having me.
No, it's been my pleasure and truly my honor. Susan Demas with the Mirrors News Service. Thanks again, Susan, and happy holidays to you and your family, by the way.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, Congressman John Dingell is scheduled to join us. We'll visit with him. The fiscal cliff, we're looking off the edge. What is the view like from where he stands? We'll find out after this.
We're here tonight, and that's enough.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report brought to you by Xfinity Internet.
Traffic is picking up this morning. At Middle Belt Road, the ramp to I-96 eastbound is closed due to an accident. We also have an accident blocking your left two lanes on the Lodge northbound before McNichols Road. And Hoover Road southbound at Martin Road is still closed due to that earlier reported accident involving a car running into a utility pole, knocking down electrical lines. My name's Tim, and that's your Total Traffic Update.
Xfinity Internet, where all of our lanes are fast lanes. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Sign up today by calling 1-800-XFINITY.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be a high of 45 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tonight, a low of 34. Tomorrow, 36 with a chance of snow. It's currently 35 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
A new report from Citizen Action of Wisconsin shows increasing health care costs in the state, including a spike in Madison, which is typically more resilient to increases than the rest of the state. The report also revealed a major gap between the cost of health care when regions of the state are compared. Executive Director Robert Craig.
We also find this report that health insurance costs in Wisconsin have doubled since the year 2000, almost doubled. It's 193% for a similar benefit package. So that's just a huge increase in cost, and it's taking away a lot of money that could otherwise go to wages or other things. It's even higher in some parts of the state. In Green Bay, it was 324%, for example.
Craig said the report also highlighted an inverse correlation between health insurance costs and quality. The lowest cost area had the highest quality service, while the highest cost area had the lowest quality. Representative Ron Kind said Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker robbed the state of an opportunity to create solutions when he rejected having the state build an insurance exchange and instead handed that off to the federal government.
One of the reasons I was so disappointed in Governor Walker's decision to punt on having the state of Wisconsin implement our own health insurance exchange, because with the creation of these exchanges, which are competitive marketplaces for competing health care plans to function in, and giving businesses, small businesses, individuals, family farmers a chance to go and choose amongst these competing plans, that too can help address these rising health care costs.
Kind said the report shows that Wisconsin can do better if we use the Affordable Care Act to create a more competitive and integrated health market that promotes lower costs and higher quality.
Teamsters Locals 777 and 179 in Illinois have approved the first ever master agreement with Illinois Central School Bus. That's the fifth largest provider of school bus transportation in the U.S. The union says the historic agreement improves working conditions and secures job protections for more than 600 Teamster workers and will cover any future Illinois Central workers who join the Teamsters. It's a 5-year agreement, and it's part of the Teamsters Drive Up Standards campaign. School bus drivers and monitors in Aurora and Montgomery, Illinois, have also just voted to join the Teamsters, bringing 92 new members into the union. Since their school bus campaign started in 2006, more than 35,000 drivers, monitors, aides, attendants, and mechanics have joined the Teamsters. Flight dispatchers at Allegiant Air have also just voted to join the Teamsters. They joined 350 Allegiant pilots who became Teamsters in August.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
35 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning, I want to get right to my next guest as we have a lot of information to get to. Joining us now is one of the most important and historical members of the United States Congress. Representative John Dingell has proudly represented his district in multiple redistricting efforts throughout a career that is filled with nothing but patriotic and profound leadership. He continues to be an advisor and a mentor to many, many in the political arena, and we are fortunate to have Congressman John Dingell, who I consider a friend, with us on the program this morning. Congressman, happy holidays to you, and welcome back to the show.
Well, God bless you. Happy holidays to you, and don't consider me a friend. I am a friend, and you are a friend.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that. Congressman Dingell, I really want to start by giving an opportunity to talk about what happened in Newtown, Connecticut on Friday at Sandy Hook Elementary School. I know how important the issue of guns is to you. I know that you are a supporter of the Second Amendment, but I also know you are a rabid defender of peace and justice, and children mean a great deal to you. Can you just briefly talk to us about what happened on Friday and what we need to do moving forward?
Tony, this is one of the most terrible events that I have seen in my lifetime. Innocent, beautiful, young children were killed by a man who obviously was deranged, and teachers and others. The man killed his mother, killed a number of kids, and killed teachers and others in the school. There's no excuse for this. And, of course, now the nation is doing a number of things. First, we are mourning these wonderful young people and feeling a true sorrow, not just for them, but also for their families and friends and for the community. We find ourselves also in the position of now trying to figure what it is that happened and also what it is we're to do to see to it these kinds of events do not occur again. And the one thing that I have worked on for a long time has been to see to it that we had proper provisions in our law, properly enforced, to see to it that criminals did not get firearms and that madmen did not get firearms. And with the result that people could both live with safety and comfort, and also that they could enjoy firearms for legitimate purposes, safety and sporting purposes, while at the same and at the same time see to it that the constitutional provisions of the Second Amendment were fully implemented by assuring that citizens had the right to own and use firearms for legitimate sporting and defense purposes, as Thomas Jefferson and the Founding Fathers intended. One of the things which I have done, of which I'm very proud, is to have worked with a lot of the people involved, the Brady people, the gun control folks, and also the NRA and the sportsmen, to see to it that the National Instant Check Program worked. It did not work in in proper fashion in a number of occasions. And the result was that, of course, people were hurt, and sometimes in large numbers. The effort that we have to make is to see to it that we do the things that are necessary to keep firearms out of the hands of those who should not have them or will misuse them. So I changed the instant check law to see to it that we were finally doing an adequate and proper job of assuring that we knew who was not entitled to it, that the record keeping by the states on this matter and by the federal government was adequately funded and adequately carried forward. We're now seeing another instance where we have difficulties with that. The Congress, I'm sure, is going to work to try and see to it that we achieve a sensible, balanced conclusion, because a proper memorial to these young people is to see to us that we do something right, but something effective, while at the same time assuring that we are protecting the constitutional rights of America.
Well, that was beautifully said, and I couldn't agree more. To switch gears on you now, Congressman, obviously, what is truly headlines, as it should be, is the ongoing negotiations to avoid what has, of course, been termed the fiscal cliff. Lots of Democrats are quite angry this morning, as you know, Congressman Dingell, because they don't like Social Security being threatened. My concern is always about our military and our veterans, and if I'm believing what I'm reading, what is being quote-unquote compromised would be compromising the health and safety of our seniors. Can we address that in a more proactive manner?
Well, as you know, we have to resolve this problem amongst others. And this has to be done very shortly, or we're going to see a very adverse impact upon the economy and potentially upon our senior citizens, but also on jobs, workers, and on almost every facet of American existence. Having said these things, negotiations are going on between the president and the speaker, who is the leader, of course, of the Republicans on Capitol Hill. That is a very difficult, ongoing effort. I am not being critical of anybody while those negotiations are going on. I think that we have to give these two men the chance to complete the negotiations and then see what they have done. I am, of course, my dad was one of the authors of Social Security and Medicare, and I was one of the authors of Medicare. I intend to protect those two things, and I think Democrats generally do. And with proper attention to this, proper negotiations, and proper agreements, we can do that. And we must do that because senior citizens are having an enormously difficult time. One of the things we must see to it is that we do not get swept up in this idea that my Republican colleagues have, that we can't tax the top income brackets more. The negotiations here are in many parts, but the really important one is that we must see to it that we get more income into the economy, because without into our programs. Otherwise, programs like Social Security, Medicare, consumer protections, and all the other things that are necessary to the country, including national defense, are going to be severely impaired. So one of the issues is how much will be the ceiling where tax cuts will be given, or rather where the tax cuts that were adopted under Mr. Bush temporarily cease. Now, the interesting thing is the president wants to see to it that tax cuts on everyone who makes, on revenues received by taxpayers up to $200,000, will receive the continuing tax cuts that they got back under the Bush administration. That will mean that that there will only be increases on tax on the income of earners making more than $200,000. The number was raised to 4, and now Mr. Boehner is suggesting that it has, that the number has to go to $1 billion. As President Clinton said in the in one of his speeches to the National Convention, that is not enough to assure that we can continue essential programs for the benefit of this country. Having said that, this is going to be the sticking point, and the big problem seems to be that the Republican freshmen will not follow Mr. Boehner. And so the negotiations are really less between the president and Mr. Boehner than they are between Mr. Boehner and the Republicans, who are supposed to be following him. So it is a very difficult point at which we are, and we have to hope that these two men can come together, but also that Mr. Boehner can lead his Republican troops into an intelligent package that will enable us to get the economy going again.
And that's about as an honest an assessment as I've heard what's happening in Congress and in these negotiations that I've ever heard. And I couldn't agree with you more, Congressman Dingell. So Speaker Boehner has had a very difficult time being a leader. He may be the speaker, but leading his party, well, that leaves us open to a great deal of interpretation. And I think what you've just said is just profoundly true. Unfortunately, we are just out of time for today. But, Congressman, I appreciate your time on the program this morning. I want to wish you and the beautiful Mrs. Dingell a wonderful holiday season, and I hope to see you soon.
Well, Tony, God bless you. Thank you for the good that you do and for the wonderful program that you put on. And, of course, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to you and to your wonderful listeners. God bless you. Thank you for what you do.
God bless you, my friend. Congressman John Dingell, again, about as honest an assessment as you're going to get on what's happening inside the Beltway. I don't know that that could have gone any better and more honestly than it did. I didn't expect all that. That was good stuff. Not that I expected him to lie. Don't get me wrong. This was good stuff, good information. Let's take a break. We're open lines to the top of the hour now. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll take the break here. We'll continue this nastiness called politics after this.
Hi, this is Ed with Progress, Michigan, wishing all of the First Shift listeners a happy holiday season.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Need a boost to be your best? Drink SK Energy Shots. None of the bad stuff in it, so you never crash or get the jitters. Just a smooth rush of energy that tastes great. SK Energy Shots make the switch to a better source of energy. Available at GNC, CVS, and your local retailers.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Let me turn my attention now to Special Assistant to President Al Garrett at AFSCME Council 25, Ned McNeil.
We specifically signed this agreement on February the 1st of this year, and we ratified this agreement in March. They could have put this agreement in place that the unions had did, which would have annually saved the city $180.2 million. You wouldn't be in this game that they're playing. that they're just playing this game with people's lives and with the citizens of the city of Detroit.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy.
We make a difference when you give your voice. What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595.
You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Kevin Moore on his way in. 888-552-3595. Stephen Monroe joins us now. My friend, Merry Christmas to you. And, you know, I meant to ask you when you called the other day, did you get your honey-do list done during your vacation?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that, Tony. What did you say?
Did you get your honey-do list done during your vacation?
Yeah. Yep, got it all done, so I can rest easy now.
Well, good. We don't want to upset Mama now. I'm glad you took care of that. Anyway, that's not what you called for. Steve, what's on your mind today?
Well, I didn't catch all the conversation with John Dingell, but I'm just, did he mention anything as far as what, as a balanced approach, what spending cuts are going to be on the table? Because I haven't heard any.
You sure? Let me,
as far as spending cuts.
Absolutely. Let me address what he said, and you may find that it was a cop-out, but this is what he said. That this negotiation is between the president and Mr. Boehner, and that he doesn't want to criticize or comment until they actually have something that they're going to agree to. So he's waiting for that negotiation to be over, and then he will decide where he stands on whatever is the compromises. So he doesn't want to muddy the waters, if you will, Steve, until these two men have had a chance to work out what they're working out. He did go on to say that Mr. Boehner actually has to negotiate with two parties, the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party, and he didn't say Tea Party, he said the freshman, but that's what he meant, and the president. So Speaker Boehner has his hands full right now, and I know, I'm not saying that in a nasty way. He does have his hands full right now.
Right, but I mean, I think President Obama has to, you know, satisfy, he's got to get his people on board, too. If there are real substantial cuts, which honestly, I think what you just mentioned, I think it's a cop out. I mean, you want Boehner to come to the table with specific, you know, tax increases, specific benchmarks, but you hear nothing on the spending side.
Oh.
You know, we're going to wait and hold our cards till the end. You know, it's just a cop out.
That's not true. The president has come to the table with cuts in spending. So $1 trillion. So yeah, he has done that, Steve. You know that.
No, what specific cuts have they brought to the table, Tony?
Cuts in defense. Don't want to scare anybody, but cuts in defense. There have been, you know, it's all out there. It's $1 trillion. Boehner came back with $1.4 trillion. That's the plan B. Are you familiar with the plan B that was discussed yesterday?
I'm familiar with the fact that the conversation for the last 2 years was 3-1, 4-1, 10-1. You know, different numbers like that, spending cuts to tax increases, and now we're talking what you're saying is basically 1-1. Well, that's not where we need to be.
Well, okay, so let's go there. You want to go there? Let's go there, Steve. Why wouldn't the Republicans agree to a 10-1 cut?
Why? Because we don't have a revenue problem to the government. We have a spending problem, Tony. We don't have a revenue problem.
Yeah, we do, Steve. Well, you and I are going to just disagree on that, my friend, but we do have a revenue problem in this country.
No, George Bush spent too much money. That's why conservatives like me were really frustrated with George Bush. He spent too much. It wasn't that he did tax cuts. He spent too much.
You're not going to ever get an argument out of me on that, my friend.
Right.
Well, anyway, you know, we're all a little powerless in this, of course, because we're, you know, and the Democrats, Steve, as you know, are not happy with what's publicly known right now. So, you know, we're going to have to see how this plays out. And I don't know that they get to an agreement before the end of the year, which is going to screw everybody. I don't care what political party you belong to. Steve, go ahead real quick. Yeah. I got to get to some other calls. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I agree. I think we're going to go over it. I think we're going to go. I just don't think they're going to come to an agreement. I just really don't.
And maybe that's for the best. At this point, maybe that's for the best. But if, on this stuff, you and I, and thanks for the call, you and I are obviously going to have to agree to disagree. You know, we especially on the revenue side, we do have a problem. Pay attention, guys. Let's go to Jim in Farmington Hills and welcome him to First Shift. Jim, welcome to the program. Merry Christmas to you. What's on your mind?
Well, me too, Tony. God, I can't believe we're not going to have you on this station. It's terrible. You have done great work, and God knows I appreciate it. Anyway,
well, thank you.
Steve is just crazy. You know, this whole thing, they've been told all these years that we have to coddle the rich people because we depend on them. They create the jobs. No, the rich people are the ones that are shipping the jobs overseas. The regular folks, the small corporations, the people that hire people here are not rich. They are not going to be hit by these taxes. These are the taxes on the people that have been messing with us all these years, have been cutting union jobs, have been destroying, been alienating unions from workers, doing all these things, the Koch brothers, all these people, the Walmarts. The Koch brothers and the Walmarts are in a contest to see who can be the first trillionaires. These are the people that are destroying, and they simply don't care about us. They just don't care. It wouldn't mean a thing. We're replaceable. We're tools. We're not humans. That's what these people have convinced Steve to be on their side.
You're 100% right. And, Jim, here's the thing that blows my mind. Why are we calling the wealthy job creators when they don't create jobs?
If you look at the people who are these creators, I mean, are these insanely wealthy people since Reagan came into office, they are the ones that have been shipping the jobs overseas. If you look at the top 500 corporations in America, they don't hire people in America anymore. They only hire people in America to sell the things for, you know, close to minimum wage in a lot of states, right to work states.
You know, it's funny, and I don't remember how long ago it was, maybe a year or so ago. I actually had somebody, Jim, call the show, and we were talking about this whole job creator thing, and, you know, and this guy says to me, but don't you understand they have a fiduciary responsibility to their board of directors? Oh, well, why didn't you tell me that? That solves everything. It's about making sure the wealthy get wealthier. Now I get it.
You know, one of the few actual moments of sanity on CNBC during the collapse of all these corporations were, how come the regulators aren't going after these boards? The boards had to authorize all these terrible things that these corporations did that drove us into the ground, but nobody went after them.
No, and nobody is going to go. And you know what? That's something both the Democrats, Jim, and the Republicans have to own. That is not a one-party problem. Thanks for your call, friend. I appreciate the nice comments as well. 888-552-3595. Ray in Pontiac joins us now. Ray, happy holidays to you. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. You know, I appreciate your patience. But that is your aunt, that called a while ago. He calls frequently, and most of his statements are pathetic. And the sad part about it is this, when I think back in 2008, when Paulson and Bush came out, oh, we got to save Wall Street. The financial institution is in trouble. We spent over $1 billion given to the people on Wall Street. All this money, which went into $1 trillion that the taxpayers had to pay, and they haven't freed up anything, nor have they created any jobs.
No.
So the next time that Steve calls with his asinine questions, ask him if since 2008, all of the 5 million jobs that have been created under the Obama administration have been created by those people who lied to us in 2008.
Ray, thank you for the call. We got to take a break for the top of the hour. Theo, I'm sorry I couldn't get to you. Maybe a little bit later on. I will say this very quickly. I have a lot of respect for Steve. Steve's a very smart guy, although obviously he and I profoundly disagree on some issues. He's an asset to his community. He's a great husband and a great father. And just because we don't agree on politics doesn't mean I don't care about him, because I do. And folks, I understand why you get upset with him. We got to get to the break. We'll be back after the top of the hour.
Third
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We have a couple of ramp closures. M5 westbound ramp to M5 northbound is closed due to an accident. Also on Middlebelt Road, the ramp to I-96 westbound is closed due to another accident. And of course, we're still dealing with that road closure, Hoover Road southbound at Martin Road, due to that car running into a utility pole, knocking down electrical lines. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be a high of 45 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tonight, a low of 34. Tomorrow, 36 with the chance of snow. It's currently 35 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. 1310 WDTW.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this top of the hour NBC News.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim McLeshevsky. Old Man Winter socking the heartland this morning. NBC's Al Roker says high winds and heavy snow from Denver to Milwaukee.
From parts of Nebraska, Iowa, on into Wisconsin and Illinois, we have blizzard warnings. We also have snow advisories, winter weather advisories, and winter storm warnings up as well.
At the same time, tornado warnings posted in Alabama and Louisiana. Fallout at the State Department after a scathing report on lack of security at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. NBC's Andrea Mitchell.
The head of diplomatic security and several other officials are now resigning under pressure. Just the beginning of wholesale changes.
State Department officials get a grilling on Capitol Hill today. There's less pain at the pump just in time for Christmas. Average for regular gas down to $3.22 per gallon. And sorry, dear, but who really loves to shop for Christmas? Stats show when it comes to shopping on the Internet, men outspending women by 20 to 30%. This is NBC News Radio. Newtown, Connecticut continues to bury its dead in the aftermath of Friday's mass shootings. NBC's Erica Hill.
We are learning a little bit more as this investigation continues. Nancy Lanza, shooter Adam Lanza's mother, was apparently away in the 2 days leading up to this shooting. There is still, though, no word on a motive.
President Obama's call for measures to deter mass shootings, setting up an intense debate over gun control and whether military-style semi-automatic weapons should be banned. Santa's helpers have their work cut out for them. Today expected to be the busiest day of the year at the post office, while UPS says it will deliver 28 million packages worldwide. Stalled fiscal cliff negotiations taking a toll on Wall Street. Stock futures are lower. And New York motorists will be seeing red this winter. The state dousing its major highways with 50,000 gallons of beet juice, cheaper and less corrosive than salt. When it comes to melting ice, that's hard to beat. I'm Jim McLeshevsky, NBC News Radio.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the five-yard line. Brett Winston of Washington, D.C., you gotta hustle. Because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas. And we're way past the two-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? This isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Why is a Home Depot gift card the perfect stocking stuffer? Well, a new deck won't fit under the tree, at least not the Christmas tree, and a bathroom update is so hard to wrap. But choose any gift card from the Home Depot's creative collection, and it can be whatever any doer on your list wants it to be. Give the gift of doing this year with a little pocket-sized power, a gift card from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
11 Wall Street soon may have a new owner. Commodities trading firm Intercontinental Exchange is in talks to buy the New York Stock Exchange and its parent company. Trading in its stock is halted for news pending. Reports say a deal could be announced that could value NYSE Euronext at $8 billion. It would be more than a 30% premium over its stock price at the close of trading yesterday. The company behind Red Lobster and the Olive Garden has seen its earnings take a plunge. Darden Restaurants reporting a 60% drop in profit from a year ago, which actually is not far from expectations. Bed Bath & Beyond is forecast earnings for the full year, which are below market forecast. That stock is falling in extended trades. As Christmas gets closer, Wall Street gets a little quieter. Many big investors already are out of town enjoying the holiday. Those left are not doing a whole lot. Right now, S&P futures are gaining about half a point. NASDAQ futures up 4, Dow futures rising 5. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
How would you like to spend less time searching for new prospects for your business and more time selling? If you want to crush your sales quota for the end of this year and get a head start on 2013, then Hoover's has a special free offer just for you. Hoover's has the business contact names, business email addresses, and phone numbers to key decision makers at the companies you want most as clients. You can build a targeted B2B prospect list that will jumpstart your sales with just a few clicks. Hoover's is so confident you will be amazed at what this tool can do for your bottom line that they want to offer you 50 free B2B leads plus a 24-hour free trial. That's right. If you own or manage a business or sales team, get the competitive edge you need. Try it all for free. Just call 800-645-0338. That's 800-645-0338. Don't miss out. Call now. 800-645-0338. 800-645-0338.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks, limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
This is Brandon Bastardo talking about his Nissan Envy Cargo on Hidden Microphone.
Now, where my uncle used to have one of these, like have an old van.
Where's the big hump? What was?
It's why the it's got a hood on it.
What do you
because,
mean?
Because the vans that don't have the big hood,
yeah,
the hump's in the middle. That's where the engine is.
Oh,
so they put the engine outside, so there's no hump.
So they took the hump out.
Yeah, and they put it in the front.
Yeah, this legroom is amazing. Yeah.
To get more candid opinions from real Nissan Envy Cargo owners, visit candidcargo.com. Nissan, innovation.
In Michigan, you have to be stronger and work harder. Michiganders rise to any challenge, and you can see the hard-working activism coming into fruition as our state surges back to life as a monument to progress. Michigan understands that activism isn't just hard work, it is a lifestyle, and life won't wait. The early bird gets the worm, and it's time to get to work. It's time to punch in for your First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday, the 20th day of December 2012. Labor Day Thursday begins right now. You've punched in at the right time. And I can't think of two better guests as Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299, and Chris Mihalakis, the president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, in that order. What are we going to talk about today? I'm going to tell you right now, today is a free-for-all. In fact, I sent Kevin's executive assistant an email yesterday and said, tell him I don't want topics in advance. I don't. Let's just do it. So that's what we're going to do. Now, here's the admonition to you. You need to call. I don't care if you challenge us, agree with us, have questions, have solutions, have concerns. This is your opportunity to get the real stuff from a man that knows what the hell he's talking about. So, with that said, give me an intro and let's get this thing going.
Joining us now from Teamsters Local 299, a labor leader who defines with his deeds leadership and bravely guides his membership with courage and strength.
We need to wake up. You know, I say this every time I come on the show with you, but you're like a breath of fresh air for me because it just ignites me when I leave here.
The plain talking union man, Kevin Moore.
And joining us now is my brother and the president of Teamsters Local 299, Kevin Moore. Kevin, Merry Christmas to you and welcome back.
Merry Christmas to you, Tony, and to all your great listeners. I wish them nothing but joy and happiness and pray to God we have a better 13 than we did 12.
We will have a better 13 than we did 12. I fail to do this every time you're on the show. We know that you're the president of Teamsters Local _local 299, but, and with all the history that comes with that, but you actually have a national presence within the Teamsters that we often don't talk about. We actually have only mentioned it once to my recollection. So let's tell people, I'd asked you, I was at a Teamsters gathering on Tuesday, and say, hey, I didn't see you there. Well, I was in Los Angeles, and so You know, you have become an important national voice for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters.
Yeah, I've had the honor and pleasure to run on the executive board with Jim Hoffa. I have a position with the executive board international trustee that has to be voted nationwide through the 1.4 million people and the constituents of the Teamsters overwhelmingly gave me the blessing with their vote, and I have a seat at the board, and very proud of that. I just buried my father a month ago. I'm sure he's very honored about that, and I take my job very seriously, and I enjoy fighting for working class people.
Yeah, you do take, in fact, you call it your job, it's your life. It is, Kevin. I mean, it is your life. One day somebody called the show and wanted to challenge me on what labor leader, presidents of unions make for a living, and I asked them, how much time do you have off every week? Well, I work this time. Okay, my point is, when you're a labor leader, you don't, there is no such thing as a clock. You don't punch a clock. You are 24/7 nonstop. When they need you, you're there. Kevin, I know there have been 4 o'clock in the mornings and 2 o'clock in the mornings for you. And you have personally, when you could have sent a business agent, you went yourself. People have no clue the challenges that you face on a daily basis.
Well, we fight for the 40-hour work week and do a time off on the weekends for our members. We don't have that luxury. We're a 7-day operation. We're at a beck and call. I was in LA last week speaking to, thousands of people who were successful by voting down Prop 32 in California. It was very proud for me to go out there and speak to thousands of the Teamster families who got in the streets, took it to the streets.
For people that don't know what Prop 32 is, sure.
That was the same version of our Prop 2, only they were going to make it illegal for the employer to take PAC contributions, our drive money, out of your paycheck. You would have had to, it would have been illegal for them to do that. And it would have crushed their political arm out there in California. And I am so proud of the men and women, not just the Teamsters Union, but the men and women from the workplace that took it to the streets, knocked on doors. It was overwhelming. They beat them by over 1 million votes. And I'm very proud of them. But they also have the luxury and the honor to have a Democratic House, Democratic Senate, and Democratic governor. On the other hand, in Michigan, we got the far right-wing whack jobs that don't want to do nothing but step on middle-class workers in Michigan. 300 bills passed in lame duck. And the sad part about it, our average citizens don't even understand what that is. But these guys are like thieves in the night. They don't care about workers in Michigan. They care about their own agendas and their fat cat make more money mentality, including Dick DeVos, who is the one that is threatening his own party if they don't do this right to work and all these anti-worker legislations, that he's going to put people up against his own party. So, you know, it's a sad day in Michigan, but I'll tell you what, we have a lot of fight in us. This is not over, and they better hold on to their seats because it's going to get ugly. And the people in Michigan are going to wake up, and it's going to get real again.
Yeah, well, it is real again. There's no question about that. Before we talk about some specifics, and we certainly will do that, yesterday I had Lori Lamrand on the show, who is the president of Planned Parenthood of Mid and South Michigan. And she was up at the rally last Tuesday at the Capitol supporting union brothers and sisters and non-union brothers and sisters. She said something on the show yesterday that made a lot of sense. The governor said right to work was all about choice. But obviously, for women, he doesn't care about choice. So they want to pass these bills that deny women access to health care, which is a choice, but they say they want to give workers access to more choice. Kevin, you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth and get away with it.
Well, it's an oxymoron. It's only his choice. It's not your choice.
There you go. That's
or
the answer.
Or their choice. Just like the governor on television said, why didn't you let it go to the vote of the people before you did right to work? And, you know, he sidestepped it as usual. You know, he told everybody that he wasn't for right to work. These guys can't tell the truth. The Republicans in this country care about one thing, their almighty dollar, and you're in the way, and you're just a drone to them. You're a piece of the puzzle that can help them get rich, and if they can ship your job overseas to get richer, you're out of here. That's their mentality.
Did you take your blood pressure medication this morning? Because I'm going to ask you some questions today that might get you going.
Oh, I'm amped up and ready to go.
All right. Well, here we go. Let me start with this. Governor Rick Snyder said that right to work is actually a pro-labor law. That's what he said. Those are his words.
Pro-labor law.
Pro-labor.
Yeah, yeah. I also heard the other comment that he made that said, I only did this for unions can have more validation and be a better organization to work for their people.
A value-centered.
Valued-centered. Or, you know, where does he have the audacity to come up with that? I mean, I just... He thinks people in Michigan are actually stupid. He believes that.
I agree.
He believes they can't think, that they'll tell them what's good for them, and they can just eat it like a bowl of oatmeal. I mean, that's his philosophy.
It is his philosophy, interestingly. And none of this comes as a surprise to me, as we have fought over the last 2 weeks now. It's been 2 weeks because this actually started 2 weeks ago Thursday, which when we knew that's when it was getting serious. It was that Monday that he said it was on his agenda. Tuesday then, if it passed, he would sign it. We had the big rally Thursday, and then the following week, the real big rally on Tuesday. And here we are. It is now a law. Come March, it will be the law of Michigan. We will become the 24th state to have right to work. I want you, and we've got a little bit of time, we can always pick it up after the break, but I want you to right now, not talk to Teamsters, I want you to talk to all the union brothers and sisters that listen to this show about the importance of making sure they understand what the importance of their dues, Kevin.
Well, I think all the officers and agents and your stewards understand the importance of your union dues is to help. It gives you a tool and an opportunity to have a collective bargaining committee work with your employers. This is a business. Your union dues is paid for to help make sure that you have proper representation on the job so the employer can't dictate how you look, how you dress, you know. You have a voice for somebody to stand up, and collectively you're stronger together as a group. It's proven time and time again with non-union companies. You know, they pick and choose who they want to have, you know, better working conditions, better wages. There is no consistent bar set there. My God, it's just a standard, and it gives a collective voice. It used to be, you know, when my father and my grandfather was here, the union would go and represent your contract. It would be a committee of employers with a committee of union people. They would negotiate back and forth, kind of like what they're doing in D.C. right now with the fiscal cliff.
Right.
And you would find common ground to make sure your employer would make money and the union people would have a fair shake in the ballgame. Now it's twisted so far right that you're negotiating with Fortune 500 attorneys. I'm talking about Harvard, Yale graduate attorneys making thousands of dollars an hour trying to beat you down in negotiations. Its employers aren't at the table anymore. It's the high-priced attorneys, and they're negotiating with union labor guys like me. And you know what? We do one fine job, you know, standing up against these high-powered attorneys.
We have to take a break, and we're going to do that. I want to tell you, yes or no, are you going to work any less hard because Right to Work is here?
Oh, I'm going to ramp it up even harder.
That's what I thought. There's your answer. That's the answer we want to hear. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Give us a call right now, 888-552-3595. Nothing's off the table today. Nothing. Bring it on. Give us your best stuff. We're ready for you. Quick break here on First Shift. We'll be right back.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Hi, this is Steve Henderson, the editorial page editor at the Detroit Free Press, and I want to wish everyone at First Shift a happy holiday and happy new year.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We have a couple of ramp closures. M5 westbound ramp to M5 northbound is closed due to an accident. Also on Middle Belt Road, the ramp to I-96 westbound is closed due to another accident. And of course, we're still dealing with that road closure, Hoover Road southbound at Martin Road, due to that car running into a utility pole, knocking down electrical lines. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be a high of 45 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tonight, a low of 34. Tomorrow, 36 with the chance of snow. It's currently 35 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up? Diggity doll.
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Truppiano on Twitter.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift
with Tony Truppiano.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome back. Kevin Moore, my guest, president of Teamsters Local 299. We are going to go to the phone again. You are welcome to join us. Everything's on the table today. 888-552-3595. We welcome Donna in Bloomfield. And Kevin, I have a feeling you're going to recognize this voice. Merry Christmas to you, Donna.
Merry Christmas, Tony. Hi, Kevin. Tony, I just want to wish you and your staff well. It's just a shame that you're being taken off the air. It just shows that they're trying to take the voice away from the people, as we've seen over these past months. And Kevin can probably tell you stories. People want to know how hard the guy works. I remember interviewing with Kevin, and three phones were ringing all at the same time. And I said in my interview, well, with all due respect, sir, you asked for this job. I still got the job, which I was surprised, but Mr. Moore is around the clock, as are all of our union leaders, and they are the voice of the people, and we just need to keep people informed, educated, and angry for the next 2 years.
And by the way, we should, Donna, before you go any further, we should probably, Kevin, let people know that Donna is your executive assistant.
Yes, she is. And that comment she made, now that we're on the air, I might as well tell it all. When she made that comment, I looked, it stopped, and looked at her, and I said, you know what? She's got the moxie and the wherewithal. She was hired right there. I just didn't let her know that. As soon as she made that comment, and believe me, she is a wonderful person, a great mother for her children, and a compassionate worker and a pro-labor. I am proud to have her on my team. She keeps me out of trouble.
Yeah, she's great. Anyway, go ahead, Donna.
No, this is, you know, just Merry Christmas, and I just feel real bad that, you know, they're just taking the voice away from the people. So we just really need to educate and continue to educate the people about right to work. A mayor that I know very well was recently in the paper saying right to work makes it so that people don't have to support specific candidates in elections. And that that's not what your unions are for. They are for your job. I just think that they're skewing everything that actually what right to work. They're just, all these avenues are open and they're just saying what they want, but nobody's really putting them to task as to exactly the definition of your union dues and what they do for you.
Yeah, absolutely, Donna. Absolutely. No, I agree with you, and thank you for your call. And yes, the people certainly are skewing what right to work is about, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But we're
And Donna, real quick, you, trust me, I've known Tony Trupiano for now about 17 years. They're not going to keep this guy down long. He's too persistent and too much of a voice for workers. They might have enough money to try to squash them, but not for long.
Well, as I said, if I got to stand on the corner and yell, I'll do it. I don't care. 888-552-3595. Jim in Garden City joins us now. Jim, thanks for calling. You're on the air with Kevin Moore.
Hi, Tony. I just wanted to let you know that I was able to get a hold of the secretary at the Ed Show yesterday to let him know of the fate of the station if you haven't had a chance to talk to him.
No, Ed and I actually talked yesterday.
Very good. So, yeah, I don't know how I can get on a list for you that if you do get another station and the whole thing, I'll certainly be a listener.
Well, I appreciate that. Jim, do you have an email address?
Yes.
Well, you know what? Send me an email. I'll give you my email address. Send me an email, and I'll be happy to let you know when the next step. And thanks for your call. Just tony@thetonyshow.com. tony@thetonyshow.com. And, Jim, thank you so much for calling. Kevin, let's welcome Shannon in Redford to the program. Shannon, Merry Christmas to you. You're on the air.
Happy holidays, Tony. I just wanted to add something to what Kevin had mentioned about negotiations in terms of dues. And I think the conversation about right to work largely has been focused, obviously it weakens unions, but I think the conversation has been about how it weakens unions in kind of a macro sense, politically. But things like negotiations, especially now that they have changed and that unions at the table are facing these hugely high-powered attorneys, negotiations are very expensive, especially when you're going to need a team of attorneys on your side if you want to be able to go up against these guys. Arbitration is incredibly expensive. Making sure that stewards are trained, continuing education, all of that stuff is really expensive. So this isn't just kind of a union's losing their power in a big sense in our state politically. This is meant to hit unions at the very heart of their responsibilities in the workplace.
Absolutely.
And I think that's going to be even more damaging.
Absolutely. Shannon, before I let Kevin respond to that, would you agree, yes or no, that we need unions now more than we ever have?
Oh, absolutely. And that's not just for union membership. You know, that it's not even just for union members. Unions bring all workers up in Michigan, and we're all going to suffer when unions lose their power here.
All right. Thanks for your call, Kevin.
Shannon, very well put. Very educated comment there. I'm glad you did call. We need more women like you, and don't give up your voice out there. Everything you said is true. You know, and here's the other thing that they're trying to do. They know that bringing these high-powered attorneys in arbitration cases, it's all about trying to bust the unions financially. If they bust them financially, they don't have to worry about it. It's just the far-right way of doing it. The thing that they don't tell the members, and which we're going to get with all the unions, UAW, teachers, firefighters, to educate our members. Yeah, it's easy to say, well, I'm not going to pay my dues anymore. But you know what you're doing when you do that? You're giving up your voice. You can't vote in your collective bargaining agreement. You can't be a union steward. You can't go to your union meeting. So there's so many things that they're doing that's unknown to the members. Now, the Teamsters Union in statewide Michigan through our joint counsel, Greg Nowak, and our executive board, and Jim Hoffa, we're bringing a team of people to Michigan, and we are going to train every officer, every agent, and every steward and committee person what it is the right to work, what you have to do, what you don't have to do, because you don't want to have your team uneducated on the process, because you can get in trouble. I mean, you have to represent. I still have to represent Tony Cipriano if he doesn't pay his union dues, right?
Right.
I have to do that. And you know what? I will do that.
Of course you will.
But I will not allow you to have a voice in your contract. I will not allow you to come to the meeting and banter and rant and rave because you have no voice. You gave your voice up when you didn't feel that you needed to be a part of a group that helped you get your wages, your conditions, your health care, and protection on the job.
You know, I had and callers, we're going to get to you right after the break because we're up against the break. I don't want to cheat anybody out of their time. Kevin, I got an email from a guy the other day, don't know what union belongs to, and he says, you know, in my shop, on the low end, dues are $22 a month. On the high end, the most you're going to pay is $72 a month. He said, what I've been telling my coworkers is just, it's not something you're going to miss. You're not, if you don't pay it, if you just pay your dues, you're not missing anything. You've not, you know, you've been paying it all along. Just pretend that this never happened. You know, do you really need that $22 a month? Is it going to make that much of a difference?
No, but you know what happens? You have a small portion of your members that maybe lose a grievance and they say, well, the union didn't do their job for
you. You know what? We're going to address that because that personal experience, bull crap, that drives me on. We're going to get to it. And let's get to the break. We'll be right back. Joe and Jerry, you're up next. 888-552-3595. We're open lines. Let's do it.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We have slow-moving traffic I-94 westbound between Huron Street and State Street. Also slow traffic I-96 eastbound between Wixom Road and Beck Road. And an accident has been cleared on M-14 westbound at Sheldon Road. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be a high of 45 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tonight, a low of 34. Tomorrow, 36 with a chance of snow. And it's currently 35 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
He did it. Unfortunately, sadly, disappointingly. President Obama, reversing his own honorable precedent for his first inaugural, has chosen this time to have corporations pay for his big hoorah. This multimillion-dollar infusion of corporate cash is a crass intrusion by favor-seeking private interests into what ought to be a purely public occasion. Why can't we have even one corporate-free day in Washington every 4 years? Is that asking too much? Obama essentially admitted that allowing corporations to purchase the inaugural is wrong when he tried to sugarcoat his decision by assuring us that every corporate donor will be vetted by White House lawyers to make sure they have no conflicts of interest. Does he think we have sucker wrappers around our heads? As pointed out by the vigilant watchdog group Public Citizen, there's no corporation which has no conflicts of interest. Even as presidential staffers were publicly pledging there would be no favoritism for the corporate powers that write big checks, they were privately promising potential donors that the 3 days of inaugural festivities would include exclusive benefactor brunches, allowing the elite to hobnob with top administration officials. Getting your ticket punched for a presidential brunch, you see, buys you a rich serving of political access. This is Jim Hightower saying, incredibly, Obama is trying to cover over this special access ugliness by declaring that the day before his official swearing-in will be a, quote, National Day of Service. How noble. As a symbol of America's commitment to the common good, he's calling on all of us to spend time serving meals to the homeless or picking up litter, except for check-writing corporate chieftains. They'll be busy munching on eggs Florentine, sipping from champagne flutes, and helping themselves to little plates of power. Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, HightowerLowdown.org.
Recently on First Shift.
Welcome, Tom in Detroit.
The one gentleman, the rich ultra-billionaire, that, as you called it, wasted $140 million, and it would have been better to give it to the poor. What do you think, where do you think that $140 million went? What happened to it? Did he just burn it? The money is spent on advertisement, hotels, anything to do. That money is spent. It put people to work. That money wasn't just, they didn't just burn it.
Oh, so now Sheldon Adelson's a job creator. That's what you're saying.
It sure certainly is.
First Shift with Tony Trivia on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women who put in a hard day's work every day. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after 8 o'clock, Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299 and all its history. Before, we've got full phone lines. So, folks, if you're going to voicemail, don't worry about it. Just keep calling back. You know, I haven't told this story in a long time. Sitting in your office, and I've been in your office, knowing the historic value of that. And, of course, people don't know that you still haven't redecorated the damn thing.
Same office as it was when James R. Hoffa was there.
Absolutely. But there's a sense of awe. I sit on that couch across from that really ornate desk that you have, and I just, you can't help but think about the majestic things that have happened in that room. Anyway, we've got a lot of callers, so let's take care of them. We're going to start with Joe in East Point. Joe, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in. You're on the air with Kevin Moore.
Good morning. First of all, I didn't know you were leaving. I haven't had a chance to listen lately, but, oh, the humanity, don't leave us. Anyway, back to the good union representative. What happened? How did the unions get from there to here? Kind of like the Republican Party. They've always been there. The unions haven't. You know, did the unions reach a point of diminishing return where they pretty much got everything they wanted for years and years and begin to take it for granted, you know, and begin to not educate people, and especially younger people, as to how the unions got started, what they did and still do. So I wonder about that. I don't think a lot of people realize the unions are still going to be there. I'm wondering how it's going to play out in the workplace. Here comes some guy in, a smug look on his face. You know, I get in a problem. You have to represent me even though I'm not paying for it. Well, I'm a dues-paying member for 20 years. I might just wipe that smirk off your face.
Well, you know, Joe, that could happen.
I'm just wondering how that's, you know, really going to play out.
Well, I appreciate...
You've always allowed me... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to say, you've always allowed me to get my little 5 cents in, even though it may have been worth only two a lot of times.
Come on.
I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you, Joe, and it was a pleasure meeting you some months back. Thanks for the call. Kevin, certainly a legitimate question, what happens now? I do want to address something he said at the beginning of his call. I don't think unions have ever taken what they are for granted, and I know from an educational standpoint that unions have always made sure that their stewards are well-educated, that everybody, there are lots of trainings, and all of that, by the way, is paid for, not with public funds, but with union dues. The point I really want to make here, because I don't think people fully understand the significance of one of the things he said, that the subtext of it, which is the younger people. Listen, as union leaders, you can only lead them to the water. You can't make them drink it. People also have, as members of a union, an obligation to get engaged. If they don't, that's not the fault of the president or of the business agent or of the steward. That's the fault of the union member themselves.
Absolutely, but you can never stop trying to educate these members. And I'm telling you, Tony, I've never seen it this disenfranchised in my entire life. I said I went to California last week to speak to the members in California. And, you know, four times I had my 299 Teamster code on, four times a younger person, I would guess between 25 and 30 years old, looked at me and pointed to the logo and said, "What is that?" And I said, "A union." She said, "What is that?"
Huh.
I was at awe. I was shocked. Because there is no, when we grew up, there was in school taught you about labor organizations and what it meant to be. The power money in the far right took that out of the schools. So the education process is more important for us, especially for young people in our workplace, because they think the employer gave them that. And there's the disconnection. They think, well, what do I need a union? The employer gave me that. Well, the employer didn't give you nothing. They'd like to give you a broomstick and out the door if they had their opportunity.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the phones. Jerry in Farmington joins us now. Jerry, Merry Christmas to you. You're on the air.
Merry Christmas, Tony, to you and your family. I'm going to miss you, believe me. 2 points. One, first, Kevin Moore, how much the percentage of membership you might conceivably think you might lose once Right to Work really takes effect? Do you have any way of projecting or gauging that?
We've gauged some of it, my friend, from other states that have Right to Work. I'll use Texas for an example. Texas has been Right to Work forever with all the crazy Republicans, and you'd be surprised there's only about 8% of the people that don't pay dues in the state of Texas, because the Teamster members themselves educate the person when they come to work. They put their arm around them and they see all these things you have here, your breaks, your time off, your paid vacation. That was done by the union. I think you want to be a part of our club. So our members will educate our people. To let them know. And you're going to have a percentage. I wouldn't think my local union will go below 8%, because we are very informative, very in front of our membership, educating them. And we have some of the greatest stewards in the country who will also educate them in a Teamster way.
Absolutely. Jerry, thanks for the call. I appreciate that.
Second point, if I got 1 minute.
Oh, sure. Go ahead real quick.
Conspiracy theory on my portion, but I know, like, the station's owned by Clear Channel. Maybe it's conspiracy, but I got a feeling that somehow or other sponsors on Clear Channel's major stations in Detroit, like, you know, like sports station, I think there's a couple stations on the FM dial, that probably make phone calls to Clear Channel headquarters down in Florida, you know, and maybe for the encouragement, maybe a guy by the name of Dick Studley at the State Chamber of Commerce that get this guy off the air,
well,
or get them off the air, including Ed Schultz, you know. Tom Hartman, everybody else is on the station.
Well, I appreciate that, Jerry. Thank you for your call. First of all, Clear Channel is headquartered out of Austin, Texas, not Florida. And I don't think that the president of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce can even get a return call from anybody at Clear Channel, to be honest with you. Let's get another one in. We got, don't forget, folks, we're open lines. Anything's on the table. 888-552-3595. John in Brighton joins us now. John, welcome to First Shift. You're on the air.
Hey, Tony, congratulations. You know, Christmas is coming, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Well, thank you.
Kevin. Just wanted to take a moment and have you remind everybody about the food basket drive coming up Saturday.
Thank you, my friend. We have a big food drive that we put together with our next guest, Chris Mikulakis of the Metro AFL CIO. Will feed probably 700 families with turkey and the fixings to feed probably a family of eight. We're very proud to do that. There's a lot of people out there in need, and both our organizations get together with our stewards and our members. We build the baskets in our parking lot. We load them in their trunk, and we send them off to have a great, warm, Christmas dinner. And I'm very proud that we do that. You have to give back. The far right needs to know that. Instead of take back, give back. That's not their mantra. But thank you for that call.
Yeah, John.
And God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday. Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Ann in Melvindale joins us now. Ann, you're on the air. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Tony. Merry Christmas, Kevin. I'm calling to say that last week we had said we'd get buttons, and they're made. So the buttons say proud to pay my dues, And they're available at Hess Printing in Wyandotte.
Oh, wonderful. My good friend, good. Rachel Hess. You know Rachel, don't
yes,
you, Kevin?
I do.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Hey, Ann, would you send me an email with the... I'll just get a hold of Rachel, and we'll figure out how to promote that. But thank you for letting us know, and I appreciate the call. Again, the number is 888-552-3595. Jim in Sumter Township joins us now. Mr. Peterson, how are you today?
I'm well. Okay, Merry Christmas to you and my good friend Kevin Moore. I was listening to Kevin speak earlier, and it's a very important point that I think a lot of union folks in Michigan don't appreciate, that these non-dues-paying members, once they quit paying their dues, we still have to represent them. As you might know, I was a union educator for many, many years at the UAW, taught at our facility up at Black Lake, taught grievance handling, and I had to teach this duty of fair representation that we have. And a lot of union reps, union stewards from Michigan, I don't think fully grasp it until you really hammer it home. You have to represent non-members. And they might say, well, you know, I'll just, you know, put their grievance at the bottom of the pile or shift it up. No, my friend. You're jeopardizing your union when you do that. And I don't think there's anything that infuriates union members, stewards, representatives, any more than the idea that these people get union services but don't have to pay dues. They're freeloaders. And I'm glad to hear my good friend Kevin Moore bring that up, and happy to hear that the Teamsters are going to set about educating folks on this.
Well, I am so glad you called, my friend. You are my friend, very much so. You are been a pro-union man your entire life and a organizer of the community. And you know what? They dealt us another bad hand. But between the UAW Teamsters and all the unions in Michigan, we've been slapped before. We don't have any quit in our game. And I'm glad to have men like you in the foxholes with us, because it's going to make us more determined to educate not only our union side. When is the citizens of Michigan going to say, I can't take it anymore? We have the mass of votes. There is no reason that we should lose any election against these far right wing Republicans. And we have to stop listening to the rhetoric, and our people have to stop listening to wedge issues that have nothing to do with their performance of their job, their family, their children, their health care. And we need to say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore.
Well, you know what? People should really be mad as hell about not taking it anymore. All of this is possible because of gerrymandering. This is all about redistricting. And had they had not been as successful as they were at drawing those crazy districts that guaranteed them Republican seats, we would have a Democratic House today. We would, Kevin. We would have turned the House Democrat. And come 2014, we will. But it's going to take a lot of work because, listen, Republicans aren't stupid. We may disagree with them, Kevin. We may profoundly disagree, but they're not stupid. They know what they're doing. You know, money can buy you one thing, and it can buy you some intelligent people to fight your cause. Real quick before we go to the break.
They're not stupid by no means, but they're cold, they're calculus, and they're ruthless.
That's for sure.
So Kevin, call it like it is.
Kevin Moore, we'll be back. We got one last chance. Greg, you're up next. 888-552-3595. We'll wrap up this hour on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Jocelyn Benson, and I'm wishing all of Tony's listeners a happy holidays.
On 1310 WDTW.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020. Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, I'm Tony Trupiano. He is Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299.
It just goes to show that boots on the ground and people at the voting polls, no matter if you make them stay 8-9 hours, this is America, and they tried voter suppression to keep people in line for 8-9 hours, elderly people. And you know what? They stood in line.
That's right.
They said, you're not going to steal this election from me. They tried to do everything in their power. Big money tried to do everything in their power. You can bet them 1% or sat home and got an absentee ballot and voted. They never waited no line. Them guys wouldn't stand in line for a cup of coffee.
On 1310 WDTW.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Become informed, learn the truth, stand and be recognized. You are tuned in to WDTW 1310 AM, and it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. If you would like to get in, now is the time to do it. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. On Twitter at Tony Trupiano. Kevin Moore, my guest, president of Teamsters Local 299. Let's welcome Greg in Livonia to First Shift. Greg, happy holidays to you. You're on the air with Kevin Moore.
Happy holidays, Tony, and to yourself as well, Kevin. Both of you guys are freedom fighters for the common man, and I really acknowledge and laud everything that you guys do and all the sacrifices that you have made. And this is just going to be kind of rambling, Tony. I just wanted to say I'm very heartsick about your temporary absence from the air, and I'm confident you're going to be back in force. And I just wanted to point out, too, that our adversaries value unions, too, because after all, they formed a union of their own. They formed a union called ALEC, and they understand the power of unionization. I have to wonder, Mr. Moore, why our members often don't understand the value quite as much as they do. It's just a mystery to me. And secondarily, the second thing I wanted to relay is just a real quick 15-second story about what Clinton, former President Clinton, relayed at a fundraiser he had for a guy in Washington State, Jim Everett. But he said that he was at a fundraiser one time, and they also happened to invite Newt Gingrich. And Newt Gingrich sat next to him on a folding chair next to the dais while all the other people were speaking. And Newt Gingrich leaned over to him and said, you know, I hated the way we did you, but if we fought you Democrats fair, you'd win every time. And I think that even they know we're right. So I wanted to make those two points. One, they like unions too, and two, they know we're right.
Well, thank you, Greg, for all those nice comments. And if that's the way you ramble, you can ramble anytime
on
my show. Thanks again, and I appreciate the call. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I just think what he said is right. Here's another thing to borrow. He said, Alex, they have to pay their dues. So what about the Chamber of Commerce? You know, they have to pay dues. Try to join the Chamber of Commerce. Say, I'm not going to pay my dues.
How about the Bar Association?
That's right. How about the same thing like that? It's just asinine that they think that they can throw this rhetoric out there and we're buying into it. And here's another thing that I'd like to tell the caller, that what I honestly try to live my life by, and I was raised this way from my grandfather, my father, is I have to have credibility in my word and my name. If I'm going to say it, I better believe in it, and I better fight for it and not back up from it. these far-right Republicans, and we've seen it through Romney for a year and a half, they accept lying and misleading people as acceptable behavior and want us to think they're credible people. Right?
Right.
Our Michigan House and Senate lie every single day. Now they got the governor sucked into their lying program, and we're supposed to think they're credible people. Let me tell you something. In 2014, we're going to show how credible they are with our voice and our vote. They can't stop us from paying dues to the voting process. They can try their voter suppression, which is coming up next. They're going to try to suppress the voters. I just have too much faith in people.
No.
They're not as stupid as they think they are. Just because they don't have $1 million in their pocket, there is a lot of brilliant, brilliant middle-class working families out there.
Let's try to get to the calls. Doris in Flint is on the other end of our line. Doris, happy holidays to you, and welcome back to First Shift.
Hi, Tony. Hey, the only way the world's coming to an end tomorrow, and it's only temporary, is because your show is leaving. But I wanted to say that I got so much information because I listened to the whole thing, and it took me a while to find that station to have all those programs because I don't want to listen to anything else that's on there. And one thing that's unique about you is that you're in Michigan. You're right here, and I learned so much about what's going on in Michigan. And so we all have to keep you going, however that is. But I wanted to mention in terms of unions, since I organized one 34 years ago, it was a small health professional group. When they're talking about the dues issue, at that time, we wanted to have the hospital, you know, take our 50 cents out. It was just a little organization, but it was a fight, and we became organized. Said, well, we don't have enough room on the computers. But then they came around the next week and wanted us to sign up for the United Way, where they have, you know, room on the computers. And that was just seems another attempt to keep the dues out of it, even though this was meager dues.
Yeah, well, Doris, there's always been, and thank you for your call. There's always been an effort, Kevin, to suppress dues paying. I mean, there's always been, you know, something on the table, and so and there always will be. Once we get right to work reversed, I mean, the most right to work's going to last is 2 years anyway. If we don't find the right legal challenge to it, it may not even get on the books at this point. So, you know, let's stay optimistic. But Doris, it's a great story. Let's take one more quick call, and then we'll have to wrap it up. Jim in Redfern joins us now. Jim, thanks for your call this morning. Happy holidays to you. You're on the air with Kevin Moore.
Well, happy holidays to you, too, and may I bid you a fond farewell in whatever you do from now on. I want to speak initially about the right to work. That's the equivalent of theft of services, and I think it should be portrayed that way. The government has now endorsed the theft of services, which in other circumstances would be a felony. As for what unions do, they have only one job, and that's to provide for the human dignity of their workers through wages, conditions, and benefits. And their ultimate goal is to seek justice in the workplace. In other words, to be made whole. Now, as to about Clear Channel is owned by two operations, as best as I can determine, Thomas Lee Partners and Bain Capital.
That is true.
Does that tell you anything?
That is true, Jim. Yep. I hear you, and I appreciate the call.
Now I'm losing the only liberal voice in the state.
Just hang on. We might just be okay, folks. I'm not giving up. And I appreciate everybody's passion. Kevin, we've got just a few minutes left. I want to give this time to you.
Well, I'd just like to say something to the audience. Trust me, I've known this man a long time. He is going to be back and back large. He hasn't been held down his entire life. And those of you out there in a working audience, whether you have a union or you don't have a union, just remember one thing. When they start saying right to work, you don't have to pay your dues anymore. In the Teamsters Union, we negotiate your health care, which they hardly pay any or no out-of-pocket expense for their health care. We negotiate vacation time. We negotiate their work rules so they can have that dignity on the job. Think about that poor person that doesn't have a union, who's paying $75 to $100 a week out of his pocket for his health care, who doesn't get any paid vacation off, who doesn't have any pension time. So he's paying $400 a month for health care, and you're going to have some of these people say, oh, well, I don't want to pay $35 for dues. I don't think it's going to be as rampant as people think it is, but I just wanted to say to you, God bless you and your families. Tony Trupiano will be back here. Tony, I love you. Thank you for the opportunity to be on this air, to have my voice heard, whether it's good or bad.
It's good. Very good. I love you, my brother. We've got to take a break. Chris Mihalakis on the other side.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We have an accident blocking your left shoulder, US 23 northbound after 14, and also an accident that has your right lane blocked, Maple Road westbound at North Bates Street, and traffic lights not working on Hoover Road in both directions at I-696. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be a high of 45 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tonight, a low of 34. Tomorrow, 36 with a chance of snow. It's currently 35 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Hey, it's Tony from First Shift with Tony.